Blog Talk Radio.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Mendel Rivers to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner. The revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on reports from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he had been saving for just the right occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so goddamn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally screwed Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news, and no pictures of Harry Arm Women Liberationists and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, or Engelbert Humperdinck. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised. Will not be televised. Not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Gulf, Afghanistan. There's things that's going on most don't understand. Your government took over the experiment, and heroin production increased 90%.
Welcome to Crazy Nation Radio with Ron Reck and myself, Antoinette. And Ron, we have you on. Come on.
All right, here I am. How's everybody doing tonight? Hey, I'm still
We have Gunslinger with us.
All right. Hey, Gunslinger. I'm not at my studio. I'm still at the hospital, but I'm still with you. Now I'm doing much better. I feel much better. I think I kicked me out a day or so, but hey, I'm still around to keep this crazy show going. Antoinette definitely taking care of me while I'm not there for you, but hey, I'm glad to see everybody.
Yes, and I'm sure that more would be with us. It's a shame. I had a wonderful clip, and I thought I downloaded it, and I didn't, so I'm downloading it right now. Well, Ron, do you want to tell us what's happening in your beautiful show-me state?
Well, the protesters right now are being pretty well calm. There's not really nothing happening right at the moment. There's a few hundred people there. I'm looking at live stream right now. And it seems to be going pretty well, you know, kind of dancing and singing and chanting. And if it's cool, last night was pretty bad. I don't think there's as many people showed up tonight as there was, you know, the past couple nights. Last night, I think it was the most that was there. But they're saying that there's a lot of different groups that are involved with this coming and causing these big problems. And also, I personally believe that the police presence is actually causing most of the disturbance with the people. You know, because the police are kind of provoking this in a way. And then you've got the National Guard there. That's a little far-fetched. You know, I do understand. I was told somebody was shot. There was another shooting in St. Louis today. A gentleman stole two energy drinks and was shot by two police officers there. He was 23 years old, but he was wielding a knife. So, and they had a real they kind of justifiable shooting. But it's not seemed to impact this event right yet. I don't know yet, but it just goes to show, you know, they could have handled it a different way. But there again, they don't personally care about who they shoot. If you feel they're a threat, they're going to shoot you. Also, I learned today that the prosecutor is trying to recuse himself out of this case. So I don't know if they're going to try to get the governor of Missouri, Jay Nixon, to actually, you know, bring a special prosecutor for this case.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But they're all weighing it out, the FBI, you know, Homeland Security. And it's going to be a little while. There's also so many accusations of why this actually happened. And I can't explain what they're actually saying because it seems like the excuse and story changes every time. Go right ahead, Antoinette.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm okay.
Okay. You know what? I'm just a little off. I have minutes like that.
Oh, well, yeah, me too.
Oh. Well, you know, I have this excellent clip. And, wow, this is busted, okay? This is your fine state of Missouri that I don't think it looks right. It doesn't, wait a minute, I'm having issues.
That's all right.
Yeah, but I see that the clip is there, but I'm having issues.
And I gotta catch this call. I'll be right back, sweetie. I'll be right back to you guys.
Okay. I know with the boy that was killed in St. Louis, I believe it was. Ron said he was stolen. I didn't know that, but I know what I had heard earlier was that he was flashing a knife, so he shouldn't have done that. Okay, and we have someone with their hand up, 813. Just a moment. 813?
Oh, it's me, Antoinette.
Hello,
I'm just
Sister Agonia.
Hi there.
Hello.
I just got in. Listen, I'll be around if you need me for anything. I'll try to hang as long as I can.
Okay, well, just relax. You know your line is open. Whenever you want to jump in, you can jump in. Ron just stepped away for a moment. You know, it's a shame. I had downloaded this excellent clip. Now, I can see where I have the clip, but it's not showing up on my audio clips. And it's an excellent clip. Okay, and I got it now. Okay, now, this is terrible. So I got to forewarn all of y'all, this is terrible.
This is Dabu 7 with a red alert for this country. It's not often I say that, but when I say it, I mean we've got a big problem. Take this information and download it. It's one of them videos you're going to want to be able to look back upon. You are looking at proof, and the whole world's about to see this. We're about to blow this out of the water. It's on us, guys. It's on us as a team to get this information out there. This is what the mainstream media does not want you to see. What I'm about to show you right here blows the whole thing out of the water. It proves, without a doubt, that there is a orchestration taking place. And as you can see right here in front of you, these are not the protesters. These are members of the New Black Panthers that are being told by their militant leader to launch these Molotov cocktails at police. And you want to know what gets even crazier about it? Is their leader's been caught working with the head of the police, Ron Johnson. Guys, remember him? Made that big emotional speech to the people. Said he would see them out there, this and that. And remember, I told you only time would tell. A lot of people didn't know what to think of it. I said, actions speak louder than words. You're looking at it. You are looking at it. This man standing next to Ron Johnson is the leader of the New Black Panthers. And guys, don't get it twisted. They have no affiliation with the original Black Panthers. They actually say that this New Black Panther movement is illegitimate, that they are divisive, militant, and violent. So why is the leader of this group working hand in hand with Ron Johnson? They're busted. This is an orchestration right in front of your face. The whole world needs to see this. This is how they did it in the Ukraine. They bring in a third party. They divide the people, and they start popping off shots at both sides. This is what Maidan did in the Ukraine. It's happening right here in America, guys. Martial law now official. F-16s flying over Ferguson. We've seen it on the live stream. Why? A scare tactic? Threatening to kill journalists, to shoot them now? They're trying to keep the journalists boxed in the one little area. And you know why? So they can only get one take of it. Because just the other night, we caught these provocateurs launching these Molotov cocktails at a business, and the protesters stomped it out. So pay attention, guys. This is how it works. You have your peaceful protesters out here, and the cops know this. You have your media. You have your peaceful protesters here. They have your media cordoned off here, and they have their paid-off groups coming in from the back ways, launching toward the police that are sitting over here, these Molotov cocktails. And what they're doing, this is the tactic. Guys, there may be nothing more important that I've said this week than this right here. You need to pay attention tactically. These men are weaving up into the crowd, and they are launching from the crowd these Molotov cocktails and even firing live rounds at the police. Now, what do you think the police are going to do in return? They're going to return fire. And no, they're not picking them back up and throwing them back. They are making them and lighting them right in front of your face. These are the New Black Panthers. And guess who's joining them? Not only is the DOJ and the leader right here working with the leader of this militant group, but they're being backed by a communist party out of Chicago that has been bust down. They've been joined by the Revolution Club Chicago, a communist group that calls for a global revolution in order to bring down capitalism. I hope you see what is happening right in front of your eyes, ladies and gentlemen. This is a staged event. From here on out, anyone that witnesses these men, they need to apprehend them, they need to arrest them, they need to stop them themselves. There needs to be a legitimate police on the ground. These are not real protesters. Yes, I said you've got to take back your country. You've got to organize. You've got to be strategic, but you can't do it while you're infiltrated. It defeats the whole purpose, and it paints a bad picture on the whole crowd, and that's exactly what they want to do. It's fitting to get very bad in here. This is not going to die down. The curfew's now been lifted. And from here on out, you just remember what I said here today. This is a military psyop, a planned, well-plotted orchestration here, being drawn out, keeping the media, even the people that really want to get out and grab the good footage, they're arresting them. And they're threatening to kill them if they don't stay in this little bitty area, okay? Like I said, tonight, I'm going to be back on watching these live streams, see what happens. This is crucial, guys. Compare it to what's happening in L.A. You can see that here in Ferguson, there is an influence from within. And guys, You don't have to look no further. Not only did that last picture say it all, but so does this one right here. Mr. Ron Johnson and the leader of the new Black Panthers. You people better wake up quick and separate yourself from these people out there in the pack. I'm warning you. The people need to flock away from these people when they start launching Molotov cocktails and let them stand out on their own. If anyone else wants to think they're cool and run up and join them, let them. Single them out. Show them for what they are. That way when the cameras turn to them, you can say, guess what? Now we know who our provocateurs are. They're the new Black Panthers and these communists. They're all right here. Problem is, most of the journalists on the ground right now are just filming. They're not watching videos like mine. They're not getting any other information. They're just on the ground filming, and they're not really catching all the information coming in from the web on this. The people that are on the outside looking in. It's, I think, vital to have that perspective. I think if you've got somebody on the ground there, you need somebody back at a home base relaying you information, looking at satellites, looking at streets. One of my subs pointed out a good ditch that was running along down through there. He was a military guy. He's like, anybody gets in trouble, you better get in that ditch. It's those types of tactical things that you people need to be working on. I'm telling you, I said before, it's time to train your youth. It's time to train them for survival. Okay, but you have to see through the deception. They're trying to insert chaos into a peaceful crowd so they can bust rounds on all of you. That's how they do it. And I'm telling you right now, they're busted. Busted, busted, busted. Game over. The communists, the new Black Panthers, are working with the police inciting this chaos, and it is all a fabricated orchestration right in front of your very eyes. And now, they have martial law. This is a red alert, America. This has been Dabu 7, and now you know the truth. Peace.
Wow. Well, Ron, is Ron back with us? No.
I'm here.
Is this there, Gonya?
Yeah, I'm
thinking,
here.
What do you think of that?
That took my breath away, but I tell you one thing I have to say. In my view,
yes,
I don't know who this guy was speaking, so I'll reserve. You know, what I felt when he was talking. But I do know this. I can tell you from my perspective, Zulu Shabazz, the leader of the new Black Panther, is exactly what he said he is. I always knew he wasn't right. And as far as the tactics he was describing, is this man in Ferguson? Do you know who he is that was talking, that was giving this information?
That was the first time I've seen it. I did put the link in the chat room.
Yes, I opened it up. Well, you know what, Antoinette?
Yes.
After what I heard Lorraine Murray explain about what was going on, how they were using these electronics and using, you know, all of the psychotronic weaponry they have on people in Berkeley, California, I don't doubt if this guy's not a, you know.
Another paid agent.
Yeah, if he's one of those that were with the people that were putting out that crap on the internet about, you know, there wouldn't be any white people left and by such and such. Remember that group that was moving around?
Yeah.
So if he's not one of them, then I have to agree with him. And I wouldn't doubt if they aren't being used. Now, they may not knowingly be used, just like all the rest of the paid mercenaries that they, you know what I'm saying, radicalize. And, and they might be chipped for all we know.
Yeah.
They've been chipping their own soldiers. They've been chipping their own soldiers, so how maybe they're chipped too. And, you know, I don't know. I know they definitely got mind control.
Military. Yeah.
Pardon?
They do have the mind control and, you know, all the other different things that they use, the spraying, the chipping, the food, and
absolutely,
you know, the meters, smart meters.
Oh yes, yes. So
oh,
Yeah, that was pretty bad. You were right.
Yeah.
Warned.
That was bad. I hear Ron trying to come in.
Okay.
I think it's his phone.
I'm here.
Hi, Ron.
Okay. Did you hear the clip, Ron?
What's that?
Did you hear the clip?
No, I didn't. I was on the phone with the wife.
Oh, okay.
I missed it.
How you feeling, Ron? You're going
to have me in trouble.
I'm feeling great. How you doing, sweetie? It's been a long time since I heard from you.
Yeah, it's nice to reconnect with you. I'm doing fine. I'll be quiet so you all can take over now.
Well, no, you're all right.
No.
Okay.
Yeah,
see,
fine.
We need you and Gunslinger and Sarge, because I know Sarge got a lot to say. Unfortunately, Sarge didn't get to hear the whole clip.
Mm.
But I know if
he did.
But, Sarge, if you have a chance, the clip is like 7 minutes. You know, listen to that clip, because I know you have a lot to say. And, Gunslinger, you heard it, so I know you have an opinion on it, too. Because this is truly, you know, a lot of things that they were saying, you know, just from what we were watching from the live streams when they were telling the media to leave and things like that. You know, why can't the media be out where they can see everything? And, you know, when they're having the military pulling back and pulling back and pulling back, you know, I said last night, you know, well, something doesn't sound right with that.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you know,
same
because what are they going to do? What are they going to do to people, you know, that's out there if you're having everybody pull back? You know, so you can't be seen.
Well, the same thing they always do when they have, they used to have what they call embedded media. So now they're just flat out going to say, you ain't allowed to see what we're getting ready to do, period.
Yeah,
but then,
that's basically what they did.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then they stood down when they were burning up the gas station and when they had those paid actors coming in to do all the looting that wasn't from that area. Well, they stood down then so they good, clear footage so they could blast that all over the TV to get all the rest of the people out here that don't understand what's going on into the, you know, that usual frenzy they put the general population into.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
Yes, because they have to create a stir. You know, they have to do something. So, because, you know, things aren't just bad enough on their own. You know, it has to be made worse. I don't know. I mean, you know, and I said, what's sad is that through it all, the main factor of what is really going on is that this child, you know, his life is taken. And, you know, unfortunately, it's been turned into a carnival, you know, like it's just a playground now, you know, for everybody to use, you know, the ones that want to, you know, stir up trouble, you know, that want to do the looting and things like that. And, you know, and then, you know, we got to remember Ron Emanuel when he said, never let a crisis go to waste. You know, so.
Well, this is,
you know,
one they.
This, pardon me?
This is one they created.
Yes.
They orchestrated.
Yes.
Just like they did in Syria, just like they did in Ukraine, just like
mm-hmm.
they did in Libya, just like they did. So now it's home to roost.
Yeah.
You know, America, they want to take America down. So.
Yeah.
That's what this is.
Yeah. Yes,
I mean,
is.
You know, now, is it true? I haven't been able to keep up with the live feed, but is it true that, now, I heard last report on InfoWars that there was two dead bodies in the street the last time I heard Jakari Jackson and Joe Biggs and Josh on the ground there. And so with Michael Brown, and then there was a report that one other person got shot that same night, the first time that they did the tear gas. So I count four. Dead. Do you know a number that...
Well,
that,
there was another one today, another teenager in St. Louis. I think Ron said he was only a couple blocks away from Ferguson.
Mm-hmm.
And he... Pardon me?
Four blocks.
Okay, well, go ahead, Ron.
Yep. Yeah, he's 4 blocks away, 23 years old, and he stole 2 energy drinks from a convenience store, and the cop said he was flinging a knife and coming at him. So they took him out.
Yeah.
But there's no big response over this, you know, yet. I don't know how far its way it'll go. It's a real peaceful protest night, too, what I'm looking at on TV or television. Everything's looking peaceful for the moment, but, I mean, it could change in a heartbeat there, too.
Yeah.
You don't see as many people there, but, you understand that what they're saying is a lot of outside influencers are doing this. And the peaceful protests are actually trying to stop them people from doing bullshit, you know? So, I don't know. I agree with Sister Tony. It is a planned position thing. I believe this is a plan to start this, a takeout of a whole damn country. And I think it's being done by the corporations, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting bad. I mean, these police are getting, jackboots. And I had somebody ask me yesterday, what is a jackboot? What actually is that? And I said, well, Hitler had them. Hitler had jackboots, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they were part of the SS is what they were.
Mm-hmm.
And they were straight up killers. They didn't care. And that's what jackboot term means. But we're seeing more of this happen. More, and a lot of it we're not really hearing, about police.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. No, I was going to say we have another call. Wow. We have two callers with their hands up. Okay.
Yeah.
We got 302. 302, your line is open. And I know who that is. That's Cuz. And we have 832. Your line is open.
Okay. I'm just saying hello to everybody. Mr. Ron?
Hey, Cuz. What's happening, man?
All right, buddy. I'm glad you're back in to get yourself straightened up, man. I prayed for you last night.
Oh, well, thank you, brother. I sure can use. Yeah. I sure appreciate that.
I know you do.
Yeah. I mean, I got mad here last night at the hospital and I left. I came back.
That sounds familiar. That sounds like somebody else I know, but I ain't saying no name.
Well, that's all right. And we're not talking about me. We're talking about what's going on in Ferguson.
No, not at all. No.
All right. Well, I'm going to
Okay, Ron, you have an echo. Or because one of y'all have an echo. I don't know which one it is.
Antoinette, can I say hi to Cuz?
Yes, ma'am. Oh, sure. Go ahead.
I haven't talked to him in, my goodness, probably been a year now. How you doing, Cuz?
Hello. Hey, sweetheart. How you doing?
I'm good. It's good to hear your voice.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm just keeping my ear to the ground and trying to follow all these, this big thing in Ferguson, but in the city of Wilmington, Delaware, we have at least one or two shootings every single day. It's not an uproar in Wilmington, but I tell you, it's plenty of shooting going on. I just don't understand where these people are getting these guns. I mean, they're coming over here crated on ships. Somebody's grabbing them off the ships, put them in the neighborhood, sell them, and we have a lot here, right in Wilmington, a lot of black-on-black crime. I mean, Wilmington is the top, I think it's top 5, not top 10, like the top, the world's worst, one of the world's country's worst cities in America, per capita, since it's so small. I mean, it's worse than Philadelphia. They rated it worse than Philadelphia. It's at least one shooting to two shootings a day or a night, in a 24-hour time span.
They refer to Wilmington now as Killington.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. See, that's the reason why I don't like the city. See?
I know.
But Mike had put a link in the chat room, and it has that 78 were arrested overnight. Most were from Missouri. I did hear last night when they were at 3:30, but it happened in Missouri at 2:30, where someone was shot and killed, I believe. And but they had said that they two of the arrests that they had made, no, not two. Well, some of the arrests that they had made were from California to New York, that they were coming, you know, from people were coming from other states coming there to protest.
Yeah,
well, not protest, but not to protest, but they were saying to stir up trouble. So
what they had to do in that case, process them, give them a fine, and turn them loose. They're not going to lose jail time.
Well, it all depends on, now, if they were having those cocktails, Molotov cocktails, then I'm sure they're going to be charged with that. Okay, Mike said that came out 8 hours ago. Thank you, Mike. But, you know,
it's
when you 18
say, outstate residents were arrested last night.
18?
Yeah.
You know, wait a minute.
Yeah.
We have George on the line with us also.
78 was
George
the number.
George of Firefox News.
Okay.
Is Ron at home, or is he still in the hospital?
I'm still in the hospital.
Okay.
Well, I just called in, and I wanted to say get well, Ron. Have they found anything about you? What's going on? Are they just telling you you're you know you got brain problems, or what's the deal?
Well, they found.
What I actually had was an arterial flutter, is what they call it. Arterial flutter in my heart. Arterial flutter. It's a common thing.
I had that problem, Ron, about 2 years ago. It's not that dangerous, but if untreated, it can be.
Right. I think in some instances, I think they give you a. Sometimes they give you a shock or shock it back in the rhythm.
Right, they can shock it back in the rhythm. Right, they give me that option, but it seems like the drugs they're giving me is working. So I'm down to 78, 78, 74, which is normal.
I had a friend that
was good.
They shocked her back in the rhythm.
Well, real quick, did y'all see the story today where the trooper that kind of running the show or head of I guess he's running the police force there in Ferguson, the black guy that's been marching with them and staying out on the streets trying to calm everything down.
Is it Don Jackson or Ron Jackson?
Yeah, the chief.
The chief. I don't know if he called him a chief, but he's the head honcho there of the. He's been appointed the head guy. Anyways, he came out and said today, I've seen an interview with him. He said, we know who the bad people are. He goes, what we have done is we've instructed the peaceful protesters to protest in the daytime and get home at nighttime. We want to deal with these people that have come here from other cities and are around the country to cause trouble. He goes, we want to deal with them. In other words, they don't want to hurt the local people that are protesting. They want to get rid of all these people that are coming from elsewhere with other motives. And I think he has good intentions. Yeah. I don't know if he's being told the whole story, but at least he's talking like he's trying his best.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to weed out the troublemakers.
Yeah.
Well, paid provocateurs.
Hey,
I want to ask a question. Anybody else think that this is an isolated incident? You know, I heard Cuz saying about how many shootings there were in Delaware. Well, they call in Chicago Chirac. So, I mean, listen, we're in the Depression, even though they pop on the daggone news every night like it ain't happening. There's people running around knocking on other people's doors asking for food, and there's people that don't have no water in Detroit. Okay?
Yeah.
So this is serious.
Yeah, remember, Ohio's water wasn't any good.
In Ferguson. And I have people who live in Indianapolis, Indiana. They've been forcing all the people out of Gary, which was sort of like Detroit. They said it looked like a war zone in Gary, Indiana. They're forcing all them out because they're expanding, building high-rises, moving, you know, they want that land. This is Agenda 21. So they're running them down in Indianapolis. And the crime rate is soaring up in Indianapolis. You know, they call Indianapolis Nap Town. You know what I'm saying? And now it's the crime rate. My granddaughter the apartment complex that she lived in, they had so many break-ins in one night, the guy that was replacing the locks, they literally ran out of locks when they got to her.
Uh-huh.
So
I'm hearing the same thing, guys. I'm hearing the same thing right now out of Oakland, California. You know, Oakland's always had a lot of unrest. I'm hearing the same stories now that they're over there up in arms about Ferguson, you know, using this opportunity to do this. I mean, it's gone crazy. I mean, this country's gone crazy. Who built this?
Let me ask whoever's speaking. I'm sorry. My name is Ngoni. What's your name?
Who are you again?
My name is Ngoni.
Oh, okay. You sound kind of like Ant. My name's Ron. Another Ron.
Hey, Ron. Nice to meet you. I just wanted to ask you, when you said the other people that were, like, cutting up in Oakland or other places and coming around from different parts of the country trying to converge down there in Ferguson, when you say they have different motives, do you think that that there is a plan with this North American Union and Agenda 21 for unrest to actually get so much going on that they can come on out with their face in your face, police state all over the nation, and then start with gun confiscation?
No, I agree with you 100%. I think that's what their plan is. I think it started in Boston, and this is just another phase of it. You know, they're seeing how far they can get, how far they can go. What they can put, what they can pull over on the American people—that's what their plan is. They're some of the how far they can push it.
Can I cut in for just a second, everybody? I need to come right back. I got to fix my computer. I cannot do anything. I got to do a cold shutdown. So
okay, George. Well, we'll be here waiting for you.
Keep your fingers crossed and hope I get back.
I hope you do.
Mine crashed on me too. I had to shut it down and start it back up. With the internet
over again.
Well, your computer's acting up, Mr. Williams.
Pardon me?
Your computer's acting up.
Oh, it crashed. I had to completely just shut it down, and like George has to, and start all over again.
Let it reboot itself.
Yeah, I've had to do that.
And they're probably messing with the internet now, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm sure they are. Ron, let me ask y'all that were on the line when I played the clip the first time. Do you think that it'd be all right with y'all if I play it again for the people that weren't here?
Sure.
So that
I want to hear it too.
Yeah, I'd like to hear it.
Okay. Can I say one
Ron, you
real quick?
Yes, ma'am.
Ron, I am so sorry. I didn't know you were still in the hospital. I thought you had came to the show. I thought you was at home.
No,
I'm glad you're better.
Yeah. I'm doing better. My nurses came and said my heart rate jumped up to 150.
Oh, boy.
See,
we're
going to
kick you off the show. I'm
going to
take your cell phone away from you. You watch, you're going to take a cell phone away from him before it's over with.
I'm going to hang him up. He's going to have his wife calling me, having Mrs. Rec calling me and telling me off.
That's what
that's verbal. Yes, I'm going to play the clip now. This is Ron. Mike said to get better. I'm sorry, Mike. I'm not in the chat room. I'll be there in a second. This is Busted. This is Busted in Ferguson, Missouri.
This is Dabu 7 with a red alert for this country. It's not often I say that, but when I say it, I mean we've got a big problem. Take this information and download it. It's one of them videos you're going to want to be able to look back upon. You are looking at proof, and the whole world's about to see this. We're about to blow this out of the water. It's on us, guys. It's on us as a team to get this information out there. This is what the mainstream media does not want you to see. What I'm about to show you right here blows the whole thing out of the water. It proves, without a doubt, that there is a orchestration taking place. And as you can see right here in front of you, these are not the protesters. These are members of the New Black Panthers that are being told by their militant leader to launch these Molotov cocktails at police. And you want to know what gets even crazier about it? Is their leader's been caught working with the head of the police, Ron Johnson. Guys, remember him? Made that big emotional speech to the people. Said he would see them out there, this and that. And remember, I told you only time would tell. A lot of people didn't know what to think of it. I said, actions speak louder than words. You're looking at it. You are looking at it. This man standing next to Ron Johnson is the leader of the New Black Panthers. And guys, don't get it twisted. They have no affiliation with the original Black Panthers. They actually say that this New Black Panther movement is illegitimate, that they are divisive, militant, and violent. So why is the leader of this group working hand in hand with Ron Johnson. They're busted. This is an orchestration right in front of your face. The whole world needs to see this. This is how they did it in the Ukraine. They bring in a third party. They divide the people, and they start popping off shots at both sides. This is what Maidan did in the Ukraine. It's happening right here in America, guys. Martial law now official. F-16s flying over Ferguson. We've seen it on the live stream. Why? A scare tactic? Threatening to kill journalists, to shoot them now? They're trying to keep the journalists boxed into one little area. And you know why? So they can only get one take of it. Because just the other night, we caught these provocateurs launching these Molotov cocktails at a business, and the protesters stomped it out. So pay attention, guys. This is how it works. You have your peaceful protesters out here, and the cops know this. You have your media. You have your peaceful protesters here. They have your media cordoned off here, and they have their paid-off groups coming in from the back ways, launching toward the police that are sitting over here, these Molotov cocktails. And what they're doing, this is the tactic. Guys, there may be nothing more important that I've said this week than this right here. You need to pay attention tactically. These men are weaving up into the crowd, and they are launching from the crowd these Molotov cocktails and even firing live rounds at the police. Now, what do you think the police are going to do in return? They're going to return fire. And no, they're not picking them back up and throwing them back. They are making them and lighting them right in front of your face. These are the new Black Panthers. And guess who's joining them? Not only is it DOJ and the leader right here working with the leader of this militant group, but they are being backed by a communist party out of Chicago that has been bust down. They've been joined by the Revolution Club Chicago, a communist group that calls for a global revolution in order to bring down capitalism. I hope you see what is happening right in front of your eyes, ladies and gentlemen. This is a staged event. From here on out, anyone that witnesses these men, they need to apprehend them, they need to arrest them, they need to stop them themselves. There needs to be a legitimate police on the ground. These are not real protesters. Yes, I said you've got to take back your country. You've got to organize. You've got to be strategic, but you can't do it while you're infiltrated. It defeats the whole purpose, and it paints a bad picture on the whole crowd, and that's exactly what they want to do. It's fitting to get very bad in here. This is not going to die down. The curfew's now been lifted. And from here on out, you just remember what I said here today. This is a military psyop, a planned, well-plotted orchestration here, being drawn out, keeping the media, even the people that really want to get out and grab the good footage, they're arresting them. And they're threatening to kill them if they don't stay in this little bitty area, okay? Like I said, tonight, I'm going to be back on watching these live streams, see what happens. This is crucial, guys. Compare it to what's happening in L.A. You can see that here in Ferguson, there is an influence from within. And, guys, you don't have to look no further. Not only did that last picture say it all, but so does this one right here. Mr. Ron Johnson and the leader of the new Black Panthers. You people better wake up quick and separate yourself from these people out there in the pack. I'm warning you. The people need to flock away from these people when they start launching Molotov cocktails and let them stand out on their own. If anyone else wants to think they're cool and run up and join them, let them. Single them out. Show them for what they are. That way when the cameras turn to them, you can say, guess what? Now we know who our provocateurs are. They're the new Black Panthers and these communists. They're all right here. Problem is, most of the journalists on the ground right now are just filming. They're not watching videos like mine. They're not getting any other information. They're just on the ground filming, and they're not really catching all the information coming in from the web on this. The people that are on the outside looking in. it's, I think, vital to have that perspective. I think if you've got somebody on the ground there, you need somebody back at a home base relaying you information, looking at satellites, looking at streets. One of my subs pointed out a good ditch that was running along down through there. He was a military guy. He's like, anybody gets in trouble, you better get in that ditch. It's those types of tactical things that you people need to be working on. I'm telling you, I said before, it's time to train your youth. It's time to train them for survival. Okay, but you have to see through the deception. They're trying to insert chaos into a peaceful crowd so they can bust rounds on all of you. That's how they do it. And I'm telling you right now, they're busted. Busted, busted, busted. Game over. The communists, the new Black Panthers, are working with the police, inciting this chaos, and it is all a fabricated orchestration right in front of your very eyes. And now, they have martial law. This is a red alert, America. This has been Dabu 7, and now you know the truth. Peace.
Okay, Black Swan Radio just told me that Dabu 77 was in D.C. and got mad and left. Him and his fake show, so he's saying that so the information that he's putting out is not correct. Is that what you're telling me? Well, that's what it sounds like from me. And okay, because you're back in.
Okay,
that's what it sounds like you're saying.
I don't know. WRC
Black Swan.
Off.
It happens sometimes.
Okay.
Many people. Many people are going to deny. They're going to be in denial about what's taking place over there until it gets worse and worse and worse, and then they'll take another step and say, "Okay, well, I was wrong there." I mean, this is what happened. This has been going on for years, for ages. You know, people are in denial when they hear stories like this. And I'm not saying what this guy, I don't know this guy that you just played.
I don't know.
Not familiar with him. But what he's saying, I mean, the F-16, that's irrelevant. Okay, that's irrelevant to me. I guarantee there's drones up there. You don't think there ain't drones in the area? You're crazy.
Oh, of course.
So I'm not saying their F-16s were there or not. I mean, where I live, they fly overhead every day. You know, I mean, I see them all the time out there, not necessarily looking for me, but I see them up there. They're always in this area. But, you know, the truth of the matter is people are always, you know, years behind what's going on. By the time they realize what took place, it's over with. You know, you need to get ahead of the game and stop closing your eyes and being a victim. And that's what's taking place here is people are letting this take place, and you got the naysayers who are saying, "Oh no, that ain't right. You know, it can't be that bad. It can't. You know, this is not possible in America." Yes, it is. It's very possible, and it's happening. And by the time you realize it, that phase will be over. They'll be starting something new.
Correct. Right.
Yeah. Yes, I agree with you. This is Gunslinger.
Hey,
no,
Gunslinger.
Golf Dog.
No, I'm Guff Dog. Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. See, both of y'all have a southern accent. So y'all
you get us confused all the time. We're used to it.
Yes, I do. And Mike and George, I get confused.
Golf Dog. Texas. Where's Texas, man?
Gunslinger. Gunslinger's up in North Texas. I'm in South Texas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so,
let's
but just
on.
From the information, pardon me? But from the information that's being put out, and even when you look at different sources, from the Agenda 21, you know, with the land grabs and how they want to place everyone in cities and things like that so that you don't have any ground or, you know, any yard or anything else. They want everything to be concrete. Does anyone see how this can be something that could go into martial law? You know, when you have the National Guard called in, you have tanks and everything else. They're pushing the media away. You know, last night that Captain Johnson or Chief Johnson had said that they had people that came from New York, from New York to California, that were there.
I've heard them stories from the get-go that even did. Most of the troublemakers were not the locals. And the most of the troublemakers were coming from all over the country.
Yes.
And Gwinnett, can I chime in and say something real quick?
Yes, please.
Sure,
do.
Sit that down.
Somebody earlier had, I don't know who it was, I think it was
somebody
on the line, had mentioned, like, well, you know, where are they getting all these guns? Well, let us not be fast and furious. We don't think they're just running guns to Mexico. They've been running guns in black communities for 100 years.
Right.
Well, Chicago is an example of that, am I not right?
Somebody said guns coming from. The police put the guns in there.
That was me trying to figure out where these guns are coming from.
Oh, okay.
But that's right. That's a good theory. But it's the truth.
No, that's not a theory. That's not a theory.
The anti-gun state or anti-gun city, you got Chicago. Anti-gun, and we got more killings over there. And somebody was mentioned earlier, black-on-black crime, and you don't see Sharpton and you don't see Jesse Jackson running over there to defend them. He could care less about that.
Well, you know what? Everywhere.
There's no money in it. No money there.
You know, but that's beside the point. Everybody knows that he's an FBI snitch, okay? Well, not everybody, but most people have woke up, and we understand what that game is. It took us a long time for some of it out, but we kind of understand that. But now, as far as the comment about the guns, the number of shootings in Chicago, anywhere they have disarmed the population, it shows that crime goes up. Of course it goes up. I support the amendment because let me tell you, I got a friend that's in New York right now visiting his family. He said they're having gun buybacks in black churches in New York City. See, they always come around they put the guns in, and then, you see, they want to they send that in to destabilize the communities, just to go and destabilize countries like they're destabilizing Ukraine right now. The black communities across this country are like colonies, like they're colonized. You have to understand that. This whole myth that, you know, hey, this is a caste system. So let's look at it from that perspective. You have to take that. We can pretend like it's all equal and blah, blah, because we see a Oprah here and a this or a that there. The masses of black people in this country are still and have been in a state of colonization. They let a few do this and that and on the TV, so it gives the illusion that everybody has equal opportunity. They got over 2 million people sitting in private prisons as warehouse receipts. A lot of them's in there, most of them's in there on the drug war, and there's no injured party. So we've been under genocide for a long time. Let's just, you know, we got to talk about this from the real deal.
Right. Exactly right. Now you're talking my language.
Now, I understand we ain't the only ones under genocide now, and so a whole lot of other folks are starting to realize that too, because they used people way back when and set them up higher than a few other people so they could be the buffer between the haves and the have-nots. So now they didn't pull the rug out under the middle class and the upper middle class and so forth. Now their eyes are waking up, and they're realizing they got used like everybody gets used. So the whole planet needs to wake up. And I think the whole planet is waking up.
Yeah. Well, I've been saying from the very beginning of this administration, as well as beyond this administration, but it's really got prevalent here, is the whole thing they're trying to do right now is that they want a poor class. You know, they don't want a working class. They want a poor class, and they want the elite class. They don't want nobody in between.
Mm-hmm. Feudalism.
And that's what they're doing.
Yeah. That's called feudalism. And they call the rich folks call this the Gilded Age, you know, where they control everything, and then they have their peasants, the ones that they plan on leaving alive. You know, I mean, they've made it public that they're depopulated.
Right.
So that's why I said now the genocide's not just on a certain group. It's on everybody. So we all got to wake up. And we all got to stop letting them play us like they play us. And, you know, and I think a lot of people are waking up. And I think our hearts are opening and that, you know, we still have misunderstandings and whatever, but everybody's under the geoengineering goes all around the world. I lived in Ghana, West Africa for 4.5 years, 15 minutes from the ocean, from the shore of the ocean, and there was still chemtrails there in West Africa. So you know it's covering this whole planet. If they take time and spend the money to blow chemtrails over Africa.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right.
Black Swan has said that 23%, the middle class has lost 23% of his income since 2007. And Ron, Iggy's mom said hello.
What?
Iggy's mom said hello to you.
Oh, hello, Iggy's mom. How you doing, sweetie?
I'm sorry. What did you think when Lorraine Murray said that this is a military takeover of the United States for the Queen of England, who's taken her colonies back, and that they will be severely punished for the revolution?
Yes,
what do you think
and
about
I believe that?
That.
I believe
I do
that.
Too.
I truly believe that, and when you look at what's going on around the world, you know, because we can't forget Malaysia with the airplanes or the jets, whatever they were, but, you know, over in the Ukraine and even where they're having these wars at, but, you know, look at what's going on here, and, you know, every other country that, you know, has broken away from England.
Mm-hmm. And you know what else? I haven't been tuning in to see what's going on in Canada either, but I bet you it's off the hook.
I don't know.
Why did you say that, Sister Gold?
Because of the North American Union. They, you know, the borders
have
been for two decades, but, the, you know, with them flooding in all these people from Guatemala and, you know, South America, see, now they got, oh, my goodness, it just hit me. There's something going on the border they don't want us looking at. And this,
side of the border.
Pardon me?
Canada, because I said on the side with Canada, because we're too
busy. Well, I don't know if
it's
Canada, but they remember the stuff that was going on the border. They completely got people's eyes off of what's going on in Texas, the borders.
Yes, they do. You are correct.
That was being militarized. Because remember, when the trucker came through, all the Border Patrol agents were quitting and getting sick, okay? And then I saw this truck driver was coming through, and the Border Patrol asked him, are you a U.S. citizen? He said, yes, I am, but does it matter anymore? And the Border Patrol said,
yes.
Unfortunately, no, it doesn't.
Yes, I remember that.
But we got to look at, we got to keep our eye on what's going on in the border and not just Ferguson and see what's going on in Canada, because the North American Union, Agenda 21 stuff.
Right.
Yes. We have another caller, 770.
Yeah, Antoinette, you know I was going to come back and talk to you again now, didn't
you? Oh, hey, Sarge, how are you?
I'm pretty good. It's all good, as the saying goes. But
well, since we were talking about your neck of the woods, I know you got something to say.
Oh man! Not only that, man. Just piggyback on one of the last comments about Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think these Democrats just indicted Perry on those absurd, utterly ridiculous, trumped-up charges? Because he is seen to be trying to do something to stem the border invasion of undocumented Democrats, and these
exactly.
Democrats in Travis County decided they had to indict him just to try to make him look bad. I'm telling you, this is going to blow up on him. It's going to blow up on him big time. They're actually trying to indict a chief executive of a state for exercising his legitimate veto power after he said it would do so over an utterly corrupt district attorney who tried to unlawfully exercise her authority and intimidate police officers who are locking her up for driving under the influence, that she's in charge of the public integrity unit
really
of Travis County. It's the damn, I mean, these Democrats know no concept of shame. They don't have the faintest idea of it.
Sarge, you knocked it out of the park, because that's exactly it. That's exactly why they've done that, because of the border. Oh, you know, when Perry decided he was going to send the National Guard to the border, and the left started calling it unconstitutional. If you read the media like I do, they were calling it unconstitutional. You can't do that. President's got to do that. Bam. What happens next? They start charging him.
These they will use the political system just like their cousins and their brothers in the Soviet Union and elsewhere to create show trials, because this is what influences them. Saul Alinsky, the liberal progressive movement. Look, if you want to know the colonization to which black people are subjected to in the inner city look to the degree that it is ruled by Democrats, liberals, and progressives, and that's what you need to know. That's the most important correlation, what extent to which they have been infiltrated and placed on, irretrievably it would seem, the liberal-Democrat plantation. Wherever you see it, whether it's Detroit, Philadelphia, New York, Chicago, I don't care. Where Democrats run large concentrations of the black electorate, there you find the particular kind of misery that they spread. And it can be quantified. The worst example, of course, is Detroit, but it's extant to a lesser extent everywhere Democrats run inner city. It ain't no doubt. It's, if it ain't provable now, your eyes ain't open.
Well, Sarge, may I respond?
Yes, please. But first, can it, Sister Agonia, before you do that, Ron, stop smoking.
Ron goes off. Oh. I am snoring.
No, it didn't.
I'm not
smoking. Okay, I thought that was you. I'm sorry.
No.
I thought that was you.
Remember, I got trouble with that for that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was trying to figure out where it was coming from, so I just said, okay, is Ron smoking?
Nope, not me, dear.
Okay. Okay, I'm sorry, Ron. Okay, well, whoever it is, they haven't stopped even after you were accused. Okay,
May I respond now?
Yes, ma'am, I'm sorry.
I forget what I was going to say. Okay.
Yes, I'm sorry. I was just trying to figure out where the noise was coming from. I'm sorry.
Okay,
go ahead.
I'm sorry. Well, you want me to wait?
No, you're okay.
Okay, thank you. Well, Sarge, mm-hmm. I hear you, and your analysis is correct in my view. However, I think we have progressed beyond the left-right paradigm because in a police state, there is no law except their law, with the boot that they're going to put on your head. So in my view, in my humble opinion, there will not be a resolution within the two-party, which is really a one-party system. I don't vote. I didn't vote for Obama because I could see right through him like a paper towel, okay? And, you know, like I heard somebody say earlier, they walk on red carpet just like the rest of the royalty do. So, you know, they're telling you they are the bloodline. This is not about Republican Democrats. That's another little political football where they've been keeping us asleep all this time, in my view.
Swan, wait a minute now. Don't put the hey. You think I got any faith in the Republican Party? Are you kidding?
I don't know what you have faith in. It's just that you presented your analysis from a left-right paradigm, and I'm just responding to say, in my view, it's way past that now. Because we're in a police state, and in a police state, you know, I say it's right to try to uphold and throw the Constitution in their face, but they've been trampling on that for about three decades now.
Well, here's the problem I have with the revolution. Well, I do agree the country is ripe for a counter-revolution because we've already been revolutionized. The Constitution has been substantially overturned. We need a counter-revolution to get rid of these progressives and liberals. My paradigm is conservatism versus progressivism, radicalism. Republicans often aren't conservative. I want to conserve what is best about the traditions of the greatest nation in the history of mankind and what made it that way, and these people are intent upon subverting it. Now, if we need something to supplant the institutions that have made it greater by institutions that do better stick to the principles of the Declaration that we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, endowed by their Creator with the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Whatever enhances that, I'm all for overthrowing it and putting it in place. But the thing of it is oftentimes with many revolutions, like the French Revolution, you get rid of what's there and you put it in something that's worse.
That's
true. I say that what we do is we uphold what is best. We tinker around with making what is best better, but making sure it is in fact better. We don't need to radically, fundamentally transform this nation like that creature in the White House said. There's no need for that. What we need to do is find out the flaws, because everything human, made by human intervention, is flawed, everything, including the Declaration, including the best institution in this country. We can always improve it, but they want to change it. They want to throw it out. I'm scared of a revolution with the particular mindset we got now. The rejection of the essential Christian faith that animated the founding fathers is no longer there. It has been ridiculed and marxized out of existence by these academics over the last 50 to 60 years, and I don't think what will replace it will be anywhere near as good or is morally transcendently objective. I just don't.
If I might be able to interject here, folks, for those of you who don't know who it is, it's Firefox News Online's host, George Sinzer, speaking here. Let me just say this. First of all, the country we have today, the way this country is right now, I hate to say it, but this country is falling into an abyss. This country is falling into an abyss, not only because of the federal government, but because of the apathy and complacency of the American people. I served my country for 6 years in the wake of 9/11. I was decorated for my service 3 times. I served the American people. I served America. And most importantly, I did what I felt was right to take care of the country I love so dearly. The country that I was born and raised in.
Right.
But I am seeing a fundamental transformation that is so evil and so sadistic and so sickening, I'm almost to the point where I'm saying, you know what, I'm going to save every ounce of money I got, and I am going to get me a one-way ticket to freaking Russia, because that's exactly where we're going anyway.
Oh, we've been there a long time. It's been the USSA for quite a while now. You know, as a matter of fact, all 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto have been in place for decades. It just nobody wasn't paying attention until they started drying up the little Federal Reserve note that never had any value behind it in the first place. But that's most people's God now, so they didn't pay attention, you see. And as long as it was happening to somebody else, you know, until it hit your door, then, hey, that's kind of how we are sometimes, because we've been conditioned to be that way.
Oh,
well, wait a minute, Black Swan. Lots of people are saying,
wait a minute, Black
Swan.
I'm
almost finished. The America that you just spoke of, I would think it would be admirable. I would love to see the principles of the Constitution implemented over the whole planet. However, based on history, I'm beginning to wonder if the acceptance that there's some other class of people that have to rule over other people is even wise at this point, where we should be in our spiritual evolution as a human species. So
yep.
It's like when these times of trouble come, then, you know, for the longest time, well, matter of fact, I don't even know if the people that were talking about America and restoring the republic, I followed Tim Turner and all of that stuff, you know, hoping that the principles could be for everyone. But I don't know if America's made up their mind that everybody that was born here is American. So we have some issues that we have to address. I know this may not be the right time to deal with them. But when you say that America is going down an abyss, it's been in the abyss for some people here ever since they've been here.
But Black Swan, those of us who are conservative were saying the planks of the Communist Manifesto were being implemented. We were ridiculed by the Alinskyite left for doing so.
Well,
look,
I don't have anything. I don't know anything.
McCarthy was personally rebelling in many respects.
Faith.
But what he was essentially saying about communist infiltration, even though he painted a brush too wide, and he went after innocent targets, true. But what he was essentially saying about the infiltration of communists in major institutions of this government was essentially correct. And he got ridiculed for it, and the left ain't let us forget since. Oh, you're just being a McCarthyite. Oh, you're just being alarmist. Oh, it's not really that bad. And now we see that it is.
Well, like I said, the left-right thing for me, you know, to me is beyond that. And it's a principle. It's about is everybody going to be, because see, this whole thing about the democracy, first of all, that's 51% ruling over the 49%. That hasn't worked too well for a whole lot of people. And like whoever it was, I think that was, I don't know who it was, George, I think, that pointed out that the whole objective is to take the planet back to feudalism, those that they plan on leaving on the planet. So all this left-right Republican Democrat, to me, we are way beyond that, Sergeant. I don't mean any disrespect. That's just my point of view for whatever it's worth. So I'm just going
right.
to yield.
Oh, no. I don't demand agreement. All I ask for is clarity. You made it clear that you don't think it's a left-right paradigm. I happen to do so. I think these people have a definitive point of view. I've been studying for the last 40 years. I believe, and I hear it now, since so many of them are seated at the levers of power, it clearly comes out. You can hear it. All you got to do is go back and look at the people who were in the Frankfurt Institute, which became the Social Research Institute when they came here to the United States. You hear what they want to say. You look at the Cloward-Piven strategy. You look at the Alinskyite. You hear it in this creature in the White House, Barack Obama, and it's veiled by him, but it's still there. No, there is a definite intent by these people. They have a clear agenda of what they want to do, and it is leftist. It is progressive. It is radical. It is socialist. It is Fabian socialist. All of it's intended to overwhelm the traditional institutions of the country. But one thing I will agree with you on, that democracy, look, democracy isn't mentioned anywhere in the United States Constitution. The word republic appears in that document three times. But you don't see the word democracy anywhere. It ain't a democracy, never intended to be a democracy. But these leftists keep trying to convince us that it is. And that's part of their scheme, too.
Look, let me point something out here, which, by the way, Sarge, thank you for taking the words right out of my mouth about this being a republic and not a democracy.
Yeah,
I've been saying that for a long time. Okay,
right.
I've been saying it, but I think about the only people that actually listen to that are the people that come to shows like these, because we're the ones that understand it better than half the politicians in Washington. So, that being said, to the person who responded to my earlier comment, okay, one thing's for certain. If you're saying we're already in the abyss and we've been there all along, well, then there's no turning back for this country. There's no turning back at all if we go by that logic. What I'm proposing here is it can be turned around. This republic, this grand experiment called the republic, can be turned around and brought back to the way the framers wanted it in the first place, back to the way the founding fathers said on paper it should be, not what these leftist Looney Tunes are trying to make it into. So what we see here is an opportunity for Americans nationwide, from north, south, east, and west, to stand up and finally work together and say, you know what, it's time to bring this republic back to life. It's been on life support, but it's slowly starting to die, and we got to stop it from dying.
May I respond?
And as far as people born in this country, I was born 1963 in an old section of Westchester Medical Center called the Sunshine Cottage. Okay,
yeah.
I'm born, raised, and crazed American. Yeah, I've got a little German and a little Dutch and a little Cherokee in me. Big deal. I was still born and raised and crazed right here in the good old U.S. of A., in the country that I believe can be saved.
Okay.
May I respond?
Thank you, George. Yes, Sister Agonia, yeah. When you're finished, I have something to say. Go ahead, please.
Okay, I'll be brief.
Oh, good.
And
no,
first of all,
ahead.
I would like to state that as I was speaking, I said I followed Tim Turner for damn near 3 years, so I understand the difference between the republic and the democracy. I understand the value of the principles of the Constitution. However, when you talk about the Founding Fathers, let me remind you, those were British agents, some of them, rich white men with property and power, and I am not trying to be racist here, I'm just stating a fact, okay? And at that time, the Articles of Confederation, which was a part of the Constitution, may still be for all I know, specify a certain group of people that this country was founded for. And my point was, you know, you took the democracy when I used the word out of context, so I just want to clarify that. So my point is that, yes, I would like to see the principles of the Constitution be used as they should be for everyone to live a peaceful life on this earth. However, I don't think, based on the small little knowledge of history that I have, that governments can do that, because they're bodies that coerce and rule over other people. Now, I know there has to be some kind of society with organizations, so forth. I'm not advocating chaos, but that's what we have now. And I'm just saying, based on my understanding of history, yes, the ideal is wonderful, but, you know, the founding fathers weren't angels.
Right.
But it's precisely because the founding fathers knew They weren't angels. They were Christians who accepted the notion of man being corruptible and being corrupt. And in order to counter his tendency toward corruption and his tendency to exercise tyrannical control over his fellow man was the reason they wrote the Constitution the way they did. They figured the way to do that was They figured the way to do that was federalism and a diffusion of power to avoid the concentration of power in any one hands. That's why. They fully believed they weren't angels. They wrote it the way they did. Because, man, if any group of people ever knew they weren't angels, it was them. They knew it more so than us.
I would prefer
run around with this idea that we know better than they do, and we can come up with a better mechanism of government than they could, because we can't.
Well, I don't know if government's such a good thing, but I would rather look at their historical actions as opposed to their beautiful words. So that's all I'm saying. Now, I'm not saying it's not possible that, you know, perhaps this thing can be with everyone, but you know, what are you going to do about the fact that the movement here is to do away with the whole concept of the nation state? Now, and that's going on globally. So what are we supposed to do about that?
Well, see, that's the problem. See, you know, these people want us to be under a global government, world entity, world government. You think this creature in the White House has any allegiance to the United States and the Constitution?
Tell me it's
oh, hell no.
Okay,
and
now,
he's
Sarge,
part, and
Sarge,
he's part
may
of
I
what
interrupt
they
now?
Wish to do.
And Sarge, obviously
okay.
I know
and
that.
Sarge, hold on a second. The Antoinette needs to say something here. She's trying to cut
yes.
in.
Yeah, I was trying to. Now.
Got a big
everyone,
mouth. That's why I was such a nice
look, there are times I do, trust me.
hey, I was
everyone,
an NCO.
Please
I had to do that.
Thank you, George.
Let's get your attention.
Wait a minute, cuz. Everybody keep in mind, this is a plan. They have been planning this. Now, when you look back, it's not just Obama. Yes, Obama's at fault now because he's the one, he's the puppet that they're using now. Before him, it started with Bush. Did not start with Bush, but Bush, under Bush's rule came the Patriot Act. I'm talking about Junior Bush. You know, that came 9/11, which started, you know, from what we see, this where we are today. But before that, it was Clinton. It was Bush Sr. You know, Daddy Bush was no joke. You know, I mean, it, you know, Reagan and all of them, Nixon. This is something that they've had planned, and now it's just being fully implemented. We can just fully see it under Obama because, unfortunately, we see a black man in office, so, you know, everybody's eyes are opening now to see what's really going on. But it's not a black and white issue. When you look what's going on in Ferguson right now...
No.
You know, look at this child that was killed, and you look at the deaths that are still going on, and then I heard someone else say something in California. You know, I mean, we have things that are going on. You know, we're being sprayed with chemtrails. We have the GMOs in our food. You know, the forced vaccinations that they're trying to put on people. They're trying to chip people. So look at everything that's going on, and instead of saying that, you know, we got to worry about who's in office, what puppet that they're putting up, I think we need to look at the bigger picture. How are we going to survive?
Well, again, the whole point of our federal system of government is to avoid, concentration of power. Concentration of power is what leads to tyranny. Prosperity is not coming about right now in North Dakota, Wyoming, and any place in Texas because they have a concentration of government power. It's because of the free market and people able to bring prosperity to people because they're opening up new markets and new opportunities. And the fact that we have a fascist like Obama working in concert with big corporations like GE, like Solyndra, like LightSquared, and others to bring more advantage to them so they can suppress their opposition does not mean that's working for big business or for business or for the free market. The free market's intended to work as it's intended to work, untrammeled by government to the extent, no more than the extent it has to be, to eliminate the likelihood of fraud and criminality. Beyond that, the government's not supposed to be involved in it. That's not what regulating interstate commerce was intended to be.
Sarge. Yep. All right, now, people have businesses and things like that. Understand, Monsanto was once just a pesticide. So they went from a pesticide to going into the food. Now they're into the medical field because they're going to be the ones that are going to give out the vaccinations. Is it vaccinations? Wait a minute. No, they're making the hypodermic needles.
Yeah, but they're also investing in
I'm sorry, Sister Gonya.
I'm sorry. I just wanted you to know that Monsanto is invested in them. You were right, because they have an article about them having a patent for making the vaccine for Ebola.
Yeah.
So you're right.
Iggy's. Yeah, so, see, I mean, it's, you know, so, you know, somewhere along the line, it has to be, you know, who controls things? We have everybody that's coming after us, and we the people. You know, when they're coming after us, they're not worried about what race we are, you know, what our income is, not unless you're one of the elite. But other than that, they're coming after everyone. They're coming after people with a job and people that have jobs. You know, they're coming after the military. They're coming after their own people that they have working for them, that they're sending out to these wars, and they're chipping them before they even go out there. They're not feeding them properly. You know what I mean? And you can ask Mike, because Mike gets in trouble when he tries to feed the troops a proper meal.
Well, see, again, much of this much of the actions that you decry are coming about as a result of governmental intervention. I say limit the scope of the federal government in particular, and we'll have a lot less to worry about. We're not supposed to have government being doing all this stuff for us. That's why so many people are trying to get into government and corrupting government, because they're trying to use it as a lever for their advantage. The point of an enumerated constitution was to prevent this expansion of the federal government into all this stuff.
But, sir, you do understand that this has been a plan that has been they have been using since before you and I were born.
And who will enforce what you're talking about, Sarge? Who's going to enforce the principles of the Constitution?
Well, right.
They do enforce it, even if everyone is considered an American, it's still going to leave a stratified society, because capitalism is the cancer that goes into other people's countries under the pretense that they're saving people for humanitarian purposes, so forth and so on. But they're really going to open markets. That free market you're talking about, well, that's what they've been doing around the world, going in under pretense of one thing, but then they end up, after they tear up their society, sending their contractors over there to rebuild. So,
yeah,
like,
they always seem to go for the government strongman in order to give them what they want. You notice that, too. The very things that you talk about, they go after the government strongman, and what they have is not free market capitalism. It's fascism. I'm not for fascism. I don't care what guise they go there under. I am for free market capitalism. We rarely have that.
What I want to know is, when we get free market capitalism, how is that going to change the stratified society?
Oh, very well. I don't know if it will. There are always going to be people who are going to be richer than others. I'm not interested in abolishing inequality. I'm not interested in abolishing inequality. That will lead to tyranny. I think what you do is you need to have a society, a civil society, that allows people maximum opportunity to maximize the potential and wealth in their lives. And we're not all going to be equal in that. We don't all have the same measure of intelligence, industriousness, aptitude, drive, or even luck.
You
got to step back, and you got to let things shake themselves out, and the chips fall where they may. And as long as no one is doing it in a manner that's criminal or unduly exploitative, then let it be unequal. I'm not bothered by it.
You know what? It has to start off equal before, and then the chips can fall where they may. But there's some things that need to be taken care of that this country needs to stand up for and admit that they need to make right.
50 years, you don't let people have an education, and then you say that they're not intelligent as you, and they still don't have an equal education because they have the communist, like you say, state-run education that's brainwashing them. So if you are satisfied that, like it says in the scriptures, we'll always have the poor, then as far as I'm concerned, you don't want a peaceful world. You just want capitalism to not be as ugly as it is right now. But I don't think it's going to get to be put back in the box. I think this whole thing is at its end, and it's going to crumble, and I can't wait until it leaves this world so people can leave in peace.
I don't think that's a recipe for peace. It's a recipe for tyranny. There was a lot of peace in the Soviet Union under Joseph Stalin, all kind of peace. It wasn't too much uprising. There was a whole lot of people getting a bullet in the back of their heads and getting buried in mass graves out in the forest. If people are going to say, well, we're going to look to government to make everything equal, I guarantee you we're going to get some measure of that.
Okay, that was a low punch because I didn't say anything about government doing anything. I've said over and over again that I don't even know if government should even be left on the planet because, you know, that goes all the way back to Babylon, too. It's always been governments and some people that set themselves up above everybody else that want to control and enslave other people. So what are we going to do? We're going to save this government and the governments that's plugged into the World Bank and the IMF all around the world and still have people enslaved. Do you want to end slavery or do you just want it to not be so ugly? I want to see slavery off this planet for all people. I don't care what color they are. That's what I want to see. And if it's okay for you to still have people that are used and abused and enslaved and child porn and pedophilia and all that kind of stuff, if that's okay for you to keep so we can have free market capitalism, then you know what? I'm sorry. I disagree with you, and I'll say that with respect. And Antoinette, I would like to apologize for, getting upset. I'm sorry.
Well, our government, our Constitution was set up to create a government, no doubt about it. I wish to conserve that Constitution that set up this government. So if you would prefer anarchy, then I'm just not going to have to agree. We're just not going to disagree on that. I want a government. I want a civil society. I want a government established under constitutional principles of federalism. Remember what the three branches of the Constitution government are. And this is roughly an order of precedence, but, of course, it can change depending on what you're talking about, what specific issue. But the three branches of constitutional government are not the federal executive and judicial. The three branches of, the congressional, executive, and judicial. The three branches of the constitutional government are, number one, we the people, number two, the sovereign states, and number three, the federal government. And we sometimes forget that, and that's why things get so screwed up. I want to bring that precedence back to where it should be. And then I think we'll be more happy, and we're not going to get utopia on this earth. If you believe utopia on this earth is ever going to come about, then you are just sadly delusional. It will never happen. I don't care what you institute, whether you institute anarchy, whether you institute fascism, whether you institute constitutional government. It don't matter. What I want to do is minimize the harm that governments do, consistent with maintaining a civil society. That means there has to be some legitimate police power, but it should be minimal to avoid interference in people's lives. And at the same time, there has to be respect for individual rights as is enshrined in the Constitution, in the Bill of Rights, and the subsequent amendments to the United States Constitution, and a strict adherence to the Federalist principles established in that document. If there is, I think all of us generally will be a lot more satisfied, and it won't be utopia even if we are.
Well, we'd live a lot more happier, by far.
Please. I'm not looking to the government to improve my life. I'm really not. In fact, they're probably going to mess it up more. I mean, I don't want the federal government telling me I got to buy a health care plan from somebody. That's not their business. That's mine.
Exactly.
They ain't got no business telling me that. None. Zero.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what their justification is.
Yeah, let's face it, Sarge. The government's telling has told the American people that they have to buy into this Obamacare crap. Look at the millions of people who have lost their health care because of the Obamacare crap. And then look at all the people who get the damn thing. Oh, they're offering all these great and wonderful rates and everything else, but less than a month to 2 months down the road, you know what they end up with? Three or four times the price they were paying originally with the health care that they liked in the first place.
Hey, boss, we all knew this was deliberate. I mean, they said so. Jan Schakowsky, I was in Chicago when that communist was up there telling us what their real intention was, to destroy the private health care industry as an interim step to getting total control of it, because it's one-seventh of the American economy. Not only that, that creature in the White House got up in front of SEIU and said the same thing. I got both the tapes. The job is to go to single payer. They're not kidding me or anybody with eyes to see you and half a brain to interpolate what they want to do. It's clear. They said it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Right in front of you. When Obama
yeah,
says
it's a way to get totalitarian government. The idea is totalitarian government. They want to be totally in charge of every meaningful aspect of your life so they can increase
everything
control. Why? Because they're the anointed ones. They know better than you how you're supposed to run your life.
Mm-hmm. I have to agree with you, Joe Sarge.
And I'm not an anarchist. I believe in the legitimate police power. I believe in the police power that is necessary for the legitimate health, safety, welfare, interests of the population. That's what police power has always meant. You have more of it exercised in some countries, less in others. It varies. But in the United States, it's supposed to be exercised in accordance with constitutional principles. The maximum amount of government in the United States is supposed to be at the state level, where the people are free to govern themselves through their legislatures within the borders of their states and everything that the federal constitution does not forbid them to legislate in. They can do it or they cannot do it. They can set up a health care plan in their state if they want to or not. They can set up a social security plan in their state if they want to or not. But, you know, there's nothing in the federal constitution. They can have abortion in their state if they want to or not, even though I oppose that, too. Homosexual marriage if they want to or not. I oppose that, too. But that doesn't mean the state doesn't have the right to do it under the 9th, 10th Amendment to the Constitution. That's what they want. It's not my place. And if they do, I'll move the hell out of that state and go somewhere they don't.
Wow.
This shouldn't be hard to figure out.
Yeah, very well said.
Yep.
You know, this comes how we live our lives, and they don't have to run their own damn house. Anything else?
Oh, man. No. It's community organized. This Nancy Pelosi's a dumbbell and an imbecile. Harry Reid is a moron. And these people are sitting up there trying to govern the course of the people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
You got a community organizing Marxist who probably isn't even a natural born citizen, who may be an illegal alien, and we're sitting there pretending as if he's legitimate. He's committing
right.
identity fraud. I've never seen anything like this.
I'm saying that right now, Sarge.
I've never seen anything like this. I've never seen anything like this.
Look, we know that Obama is not supposed to be in that building. We know he's not supposed to be holding the office of president because he's not eligible. He is not a natural born citizen. We know this stuff. The problem is somehow he managed to get his ugly ass in there, and we can't get him the fuck out of there because Congress and the Senate are too stupid to wake up.
It's amazing, isn't it? It's just amazing. It doesn't matter what evidence you show these fools. The birth certificate is clearly forged. He's got Ford Selective Service registration. He's got multiple Social Security numbers. The house he claims is his house at 5046 South Greenwood in Chicago doesn't even have his name on the property identification numbers located in the Cook County Registrar's Office in Cook County. It's got the names of a couple judges, William Michelli and some other woman, judge in Cook County, and there's multiple property identification numbers associated with it. He's used 7 different Social Security numbers that we know of, including the one he's using right now, 042-684425, was issued from the state of Connecticut to somebody who was born in the year 1890. But yet and still, it doesn't matter. You tell these people this, and they say, oh, crazy birth, you just don't want a black man ruling over you. It doesn't matter to these crazy people. It just doesn't matter. Facts, evidence don't matter. That's why we're in the face of the ship. People are cognitively dissonant. They're either cowardly, they're cognitively dissonant, and they don't want to know.
Mm-hmm.
I need to say something to Iggy Mom here. Iggy, it will be Medicaid or Medicare or worse like the VA. my dear, that thing called Obamacare is just as bad, if not worse, than the VA. And as far as Medicare and Medicaid, I give it 5 years, and they'll both be gone.
Well, they're going to last a little longer than that because they got enough time to prop them up for a little while longer. But look, it's unsustainable. The unfunded liabilities of this country is somewhere in the $70 trillion mark. That's not counting the deficit. Not deficit, but the debt the country's under right now. You add all that up to 81. Where's $81 trillion going to come from, for God's sake? This is a mathematical question at this point. Before you even start talking about politics, just sheer mathematics. Where's $80 trillion going to come from? That means 95% of your income to pay it off is going to have to go to the federal government. If that's what we really want to do, people are going to be working to pay 95%, and there won't be no 49% of the people don't have to pay no income tax and get an earned income tax credit for not paying income tax. No, everybody's got to get 95% of their income to the federal government to pay off this debt. How is that going to work?
Okay, Sarge.
It's not.
Do you remember me earlier talking about Monsanto, the food, the air, you know, what they're spraying, the medications and everything? It's not for you to be alive. They're not trying to keep anyone alive.
Yes, you might have a point. I don't know. Maybe you do. They can't have us around. Look, they're always going to need some service. They automate things. But every machine eventually breaks down and needs some maintenance. You got to have a few pleats
Yeah. And Sister Agonia said in the chat room, Sarge is not our debt. It's fraudulent.
It's an odium.
I would like to think you're right, but I suspect you're not. there's all these people who are going to be demanding all these entitlements. Cloward Piven. Remember the Cloward Piven strategy? They're importing undocumented Democrats to claim more and more benefits that we can't pay
now. How can you say if they're Democrats, if they're in Mexico? We don't know what they are. But let me give you all an update real quick. The governor in Missouri will not ask for the – okay, I'm trying to read and I don't have my glasses on – for the prosecutor to so he's not asking for the prosecutor to step down. So it's going to be
Which prosecutor? The district attorney or whatever, state's attorney, whatever they got in Missouri?
Yeah, in Ferguson. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, who was demanding that he step down?
They were asking for him to step down because he's a part of, you know, with the police and everything, you know, you work for the state, even if you're county or whatever, that's still all a part of, you know, you all still work for the same, you work for the same state. You know, like when you were a police officer, you worked for Missouri. You worked for Illinois.
That's true, but if he's ethical and he discovers evidence of a crime, he's supposed to indict whoever does it, police officer or not. Now, that's why they have the special prosecutor law in Missouri. The governor can appoint a special prosecutor. He can go to and get somebody.
Yes, but he's not going to do it.
Oh, he's not going to do it.
No, he's not.
Well, he might change his mind if he gets enough pressure.
Yeah, but... You know, as of right now, he's not. So, you know, as Ron has said before, you know, when you go to court with the judge and everything and the prosecutor, they all work for the same person, you know, for the same thing. They all work for the state.
Well, you have heard some of the – I've got news that is latest news now, that this guy Dorian Johnson, who's already admitted that he was with the gentle giant, Big Mike Brown, in the convenience store, he's – telling authorities, and I understand he's going to go for a grand jury and tell us the gentle giant, Big Mike, did try for the officer's gun, did hit the officer very hard in the face, and if this is true, which be another corroboration of this officer's story, there may not be an indictment of this officer, and we're going to have, I'm sure, more riots.
Well,
I hope not.
Well,
I
here's something for everybody to think about. We may have more riots and far worse than we've already seen, because now, as of earlier today, I found out that Al Sharpton's in Ferguson.
Al Sharpton has already been in Ferguson.
No, he hasn't. He hadn't gotten there yet. Jesse Jackson was there.
Yeah, but Al Sharpton was already there. He was there over the weekend.
Yeah, well, Sharpton,
I'm pretty sure he was, if memory serves me correctly. And 803, I'll get to you in 1 second. I'm pretty sure, if memory serves me correctly, Al Sharpton has already been there. Al Sharpton has already spoke with the family.
Then the alternative media sources that I was looking at.
I said, if memory is serving me correctly, now I could be wrong. Okay, Golf Dog said too. He said Sharpton has been there.
Okay,
I thought he was there over the weekend.
Tell WND and all the other ones to correct their information, because they need to stop saying he just got there today.
Yeah, and Iggy's mom said it too. Said Sharpton and Jackson were both there, because remember they Nigel told us how they chased Jesse Jackson out the city after he made his speech and everything at the church, telling them to give to the church, that they chased them out of Ferguson.
Yeah, well,
good for them.
Yeah,
now,
I buy it.
We also have the Westboro Baptist Church people heading there, and
the KKK is down there now. Well, they've already been there. Remember, they had already was taking up a reward for the cop that killed Michael Brown. They was giving him a reward for killing. And, well, Sarge, I know you said not for skin color, but yes, for the KKK, they did say for killing the black child.
Well, can I make a comment here? That's nothing new.
Wait a minute. Excuse me, Sarge. Wait a minute. Somebody just asked, could they get in? Who was it? I'm sorry.
It's Gunslinger.
Hello, Gunslinger. Yes.
Hey, yeah, I did want to make a quick comment. We know that the Black Panthers, okay, they're the new KKK, okay? That's what they are. You see how these people act. I mean, come on. The only thing we don't see yet is ropes, okay? Now, the autopsy reports out he was not shot in the back. Clearly, the autopsy reported that. If that's true, we'll assume that's true.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. This is my fault. Excuse me, Gunslinger. Please forgive me. I'm sorry. Y'all, we have 11 minutes left in this stream. Well, I guess we can go over for a while. So if you want to continue on with us, the call-in number is 718-508-9813. Okay, I was trying to put it in the chat room for y'all, but it doesn't want to go there. Okay, where in the world is the... Okay, got sound from somewhere. 718-508-9813 is the call-in number, and you have 11 minutes, and I will give you the flash chat so that you're able to come in on this chat room. Well, when this chat room goes down, you'll be able to come, still be in the chat room. And I know someone, okay, whoever was speaking, please forgive me, because I forgot who it was, but let me let 803 in, because they've been on hold.
Was talking.
I'm sorry. 803, your line is open, but could you hold just for a moment, please?
Hi, everybody.
Okay, Gunslinger.
Yeah, well, yeah, like I said, the reports are out. He was definitely in that convenience or that liquor store. Okay, he robbed it with cigars. No matter what it is, no matter what he took, that's still robbery. He stronghold that clerk. That's felony right there. It's a felony assault. Okay. Now he's already assaulted a police officer. Now you've got two felonies on you, okay, and he ain't even been to jail yet. So the police or the cop there, the hospital report said that he had lacerations on his face. So obviously there was a fight, okay? I don't think the officer was hitting himself in the head, okay? Obviously there was a fight. So with his aggressive behavior in that video, so probably, I'm sure, and it's going to come out, just wait and see, that the brown kid tried to go for his gun after he was beating him, you know, either fist or whatever, even I think it was a knife or something, I don't know, but say just with his fist, okay, and the gun, and the officer pulled his gun out and defended himself. I would do the same thing, and I got 3 years prior law enforcement, okay, I would do the exact same thing. I would empty my clip into him, okay. He only shot him six times. I would have emptied the clip in and popped in another one. If I seen a person like that, 6'4", damn near 300 pounds, that's about the size of a freaking Texas bear down here, coming at me, already striking me with his fist. Yeah, you betcha.
And tried to take his gun. Let's not forget, according to the cop and according to now his accomplice, that he tried to take the cop's gun. Now look, I told you, Antoinette, I know I told, I know I told, I know I told, we're only hearing one person at a time, y'all.
When Michael Brown, listen to this now, Michael Brown already paid for his damn cigarillos. I'm just saying, Michael Brown already paid for his cigarillos. The guy behind the counter kept giving him the wrong type of cigarillos, and Mike Brown got pissed off and took the other part of what he, the cigarillos that he really wanted from the store now. He already paid for his damn cigarillos.
Okay, now you're bringing up some facts of which I am not aware. If that is true, it doesn't change the fact that he removed him by force in the presence of a person, which makes it legally strong arm robbery. If you're saying that he should have got a receipt for these items, now you're bringing up facts that heretofore have not been brought up. I would remain to be convinced on that.
Why do you shoot him in the leg, though? Why do you have to shoot him in the head?
Okay, now you, okay, good. Let me answer, because I used to teach deadly force
and use deadly force
as a police officer. Let me answer you if you really want an answer. I can answer that. Do you want it?
Yeah, go ahead, Saul.
All right. There's a little thing called the use of force continuum, which just about every single law enforcement agency in the United States has adopted. It comes from the National Institute of Justice. But just about every single law enforcement agency in the United States has adopted it or some variation of it for their own police department. It gives under what conditions deadly force is authorized. Any use of a firearm, even if you shoot at a suspect and miss, is a use of deadly force. The only legal authorization for the use of deadly force against a criminal subject, particularly to prevent his escape under the ruling by the Supreme Court, Tennessee versus Garner in 1985, is to prevent the escape of a felon who has either committed or is about to commit a crime involving the use of a likelihood of death or serious imminent bodily harm to another. So therefore, if you shoot to wound, you are making a use of deadly force against the offender, which, even if it's intended to wound, could result in his death, because I got news for you, pal. I've seen lots of people hit in the leg who had their femoral artery cut, and they bled out in 20 seconds.
Okay.
I saw it in Vietnam, I don't know how many times. I saw it a couple of times as a civilian cop. It is not authorized unless the use of deadly force is independently and objectively legally allowed. So that's the answer to your question.
Okay. Yeah, you answered that question. Now let's go to another level real quick with your audience real quick. Well, what if right now that police officer wasn't even on the police officer force, but he was an agent of the CIA? For him to be a CIA agent, and they go ahead and pick out this man and go ahead and kill this man so they can bring in martial law into this country. So that would be the start of it in Ferguson. Then after that, after months go on, it spreads to other cities in America. It spreads off. And really that cop was an agent of the CIA.
Okay, so now you're talking about conspiracy theories, which there's no facts for such a thing in evidence. So I would submit to you it's wild speculation unsupported by any evidence that I know of to date. So why are we considering this then?
I mean, now I can tell you right now, because you have provocateurs that's out there that's against the police, that are paid by the police, that's in part of the protesters' realm that are going against the police. And the FBI and the CIA already paid these guys and told the police force, don't mess with these guys. They will have a certain type of color on. They will have a certain type of T-shirt on. Do not mess with them. Go ahead and let them go ahead and start more of the profiteer shit.
Okay,
that's
sir. Well, all
on.
I ask
well,
of
sir,
you,
now,
sir,
we heard
just
that
to give
tape
us some evidence.
From the
clip
that I played earlier.
Can I get in on this?
Ask for some evidence?
Yes. Right after Sarge. Sarge, after you, Nod is coming in.
Yeah, all I want to ask of the gentleman is, where is this evidence? That's all I want to know. I'm not saying anything's impossible, but, I mean, he just said it, pulled it up, apparently,
but
he didn't
have this
one
right now.
Source
I do have video tapes. I have video live footage of it showing
yeah.
you that.
Well, sir, I suggest you bring it up to somebody because we need to know about it if it's true.
Right. I guess going on what Hood just said, there are agent provocateurs down there. Whether they're paid off by some kind of alphabet organization or they're just people who want anarchy and are starting stuff just for that, we don't know. I mean, that would take years and a lot of research to figure that out. But just looking at this issue in Ferguson, I go back to the early 90s when in Mexico there was rampant rumors about people stealing organs and leaving people in ICE. In Mexico, that rumor was believed because things similar to that could happen down there. And that typically is what goes on when you talk about how a society views things. So if you're in an area where something crazy could happen and you believe it, it means that's the kind of area you live in. So if you're in Ferguson and you believe that this policeman executed this child, Michael Brown, that goes back to the credibility of that police force. So in that city, the way the people have dealt with the police before, to them, that made sense. That sounds like something that could happen. And that's where we get to the fundamental issue of this, where people kept asking, well, is this about race? Yes, it is about race because you have a police force that doesn't have the credibility that it should in its city. Now, how do you fix that problem? It's a long process of getting the right officers there, getting the right community involvement there, and kind of piecing it out and having a real powwow at the negotiating table. But the fact that this version of the story carried weight means that those people in Ferguson don't trust their police. And that's not something that happens off an accident or off a rumor. That's based off people's life experience there and dealing with that police force. And I think that police force has shown themselves to be either, you could say, incompetent or just not up to the task of handling something this big. And I think we'll see more of the evidence of that tonight.
Well, I might agree with you there now, but the one thing I might add to that is that I think there are now, in this case, agent provocateur who are, in fact, ginning up things that ain't necessarily so. And I'm not talking about some shadowy people. I'm talking about people who come there and get in front of microphones, like these nuts in the new Black Panther Party, like Al Sharpton and others. I've been listening to what they say.
Yeah,
so in that case,
but
I suggest to you they are ginning up. They are ginning
but Sarge,
up
though, Sarge,
the energy.
Sarge, you're a smart man. Do you see where this goes? If the mass media paints this whole picture as we got looters, we got agent provocateurs out here doing crazy stuff, we got anarchists spray painting their anarchy sign on different buildings, if you just look at the situation and see that, then you miss the whole other part of this, which is a city who has decided their police force needs reorganizing and reshuffling. That is at bottom what we should be talking about. Whether that cop gets convicted or not, the issue is, should the police there wear cams 24/7? Yes. Should that police force be more representative of the population? Yes. Those are the big things that are going on there, but it's being missed right now because the mass media is making their dollars off showing the looters and the crazy people and the tear gas and the fights, because that's always good TV.
Well, it's always good to talk about reform. I never have a problem with that because you can always make the police department better. And if it's really intended to do that, that's what should be done.
Excuse me, Sarge. We have an echo, y'all.
Oh, that's not
what,
me.
Me? Yeah, I think it was Sarge.
No, it's definitely not me.
And then right now,
okay, well, it's gone
all,
now. It's okay.
Okay. And right now, we all have our side of the story that we believe, our narrative that we're choosing to believe. We reinforce that narrative by going to the websites and newspapers that we like and we trust, and then we're not really having a conversation. We just got people who already think the cop was innocent, and we got people who think the cop was guilty.
We just
have two sides. No, just hold on. And all everybody is doing is reinforcing what they already think. This is not critical thinking. This is not logical thinking. This is emotional.
Wait a minute, somebody's trying to say something, y'all.
Oh, somebody go ahead.
Wait a minute, somebody's trying to say something. Who is trying to say something? Okay.
Well, I just say, I know somebody's talking to... But the CNN, the mainstream media, kind of blows out of proportion because when they saw the first thing with the curfew, when the first curfew happened, they said they threw smoke out there. But then they find out the alternative news was already out there programmed or understand what there was going on. Then CNN changed it up and say they're using tear gas now. Because they knew everybody watched some alternative news. They ain't watching mainstream no more. That's why you got CNN and all the motherfuckers in that damn little cut. Little 2x4, whatever this shit is. That little damn cut in McDonald's. But you got the alternative guys out there that's on the shit really seeing what's going on. And now the mainstream news media is seeing that now. They cannot lie anymore. Because the truth has hit the fan. They cannot lie about anything. But, you know, you have most of the population in America that go watch CNN, but they won't go to the mainstream live stream or Ustream and find out the truth, what's really going on. Look, last night, if you go to Tim Pool last night, Tim Pool was over there by the Quick Trip, the gas station that they had raided on the first time. Last night, they started using live fire on the cops. They used live fire. Cops told Tim Pool to get your ass out of here. The five cops came up there and told the reporters, get your ass around here, because they were using live fire. You can hear the live fire going off. So there were some guys around there in the hood, but I understand how it is, man. Fuck the cops, man. Cops ain't shit. So if you're going to blast on them motherfuckers, the one thing I got to say right now is,
Wait a minute, Michael. The Ron Rex Show. I have to put this disclaimer out there. We are not condoning or promoting for anyone to go out and kill any police officers or any other kind of officers or to kill anyone. We strongly ask that you refrain from doing any illegal activities.
Indeed.
Hey, you know what? They're right behind me right now. The cops are doing an illegal task. Right now, follow me right now while I'm in my car. Following me.
Okay,
but
you're on your phone on the cell phone, Michael.
No texting. You cannot text while you're driving. You can talk
you
on the phone.
You can't talk
but no
on
texting.
The phone either. No, you can't, honey.
Well, South Carolina, you can do that. But one thing I got
no,
to let
sweetheart.
You know, what people need to know, this is freedom of speech. Is this a free speech zone right here? Okay, it's a free speech zone right here. These guys in the hood right now have been going through this shit their whole damn life. This is nothing new to them right now. Being in the hood is nothing fucking new. You deal with cops every damn day that shitting on people's backs and shooting motherfuckers left and right. Right now is the revolutionary. The revolutionary has started right now. It started. And I don't want these guys to give up nothing. I don't want them to sit there, even if the guy had got justice. No, justice is not going to solve any problems in America about cops killing people. It'd be another damn cop that got justice that's... But there's another 200, 1,000 more cops out there who do the same damn thing what this cop did got locked up for. So it needs to keep going. You need to keep pushing
it. What cop got locked up?
What you're seeing right now is the new fucking world order. Go ahead and step up for your rights and let people know that these young generations are waking up to the truth and they know that this country is part of the police state. Right now you're seeing it's part of the police state. This is the beginning. These are stepping stones of what's going to happen to everybody in America. Not just one state, not one county. Everybody. What these guys, these young folks are doing in the hood up there, they're standing up for their damn rights. And they're fighting for the damn truth, and they ain't gonna stop till something happens for where it would be. Justice is not gonna solve anything, and they know this. They know justice is not gonna solve anything.
Man, lynch mob, that's what's gonna work.
Yeah,
they know lynch mob. They tired of
it. Yes, it is.
Okay.
You're 50 years old, Sarge. You're 50. We're young. We're only 20. I'm 27.
Well, yeah, you're young,
I'm
and you're a lynch mob.
So
that's the way it works.
Get up to the truth.
Yeah,
we don't want this no more.
Real quick.
Fine.
Real quick.
Okay.
Real quick, there was a case in New York to where an undercover officer was doing by bus in New York, and he got into an argument with a man whose stoop he was sitting on, whose home he was sitting on in front of. And the man raised his arms at him, supposedly. We don't know. But the cop actually shot and killed the man. And the cop's defense was he reached for my gun. Ballistics proved that that wasn't true. Fingerprints proved that wasn't true. New York ended up paying that guy $2 million. The whole settlement came in today. His name was Shem Walker. We still to this day don't know the name of the officer because they chose to withhold it. So this idea, when you hear people say these things about he went for his gun, or this kid Mike Brown was charging the officer, running at him. When you hear things like that, if you're from a community where you know the police lie and have lied in the past, these stories don't make sense to you, and it seems kind of comical, the idea that a kid is going to bull rush this officer with a gun.
What happened to me, sir? I know it happened.
I don't know. But let's hold on. Just let me paint this
Please
narrative real quick.
Please let Nodge finish, then Sarge, you go, and then Mike, you can go.
All right. Let's paint this narrative real quick. We've all been 18 years old before. And if you're going away to college or anywhere else, what do you usually do? You have a party. You try to get as many friends, as many girls, or whatever you can to that party. So he goes to the store to get blunts so he can roll weed up because they're going to smoke, they're going to drink, whatever. So this kid has his blunts. He's walking towards his apartment. What is he thinking about? Getting alcohol or getting weed or whatever for the party that night? I highly doubt a kid who's going to college the next day is thinking about, I'm going to risk my life and try to kill myself against this officer. It makes no sense. And when people say, well, he was on drugs. Yeah, he was on marijuana. How many people here have smoked marijuana in their lifetime, and when did it give suicidal tendencies? These are crazy stories that people make up to make us believe what doesn't sound like common sense, and that's why I have such a hard time with the conservative side of this argument. But to give them respect, I listened to all conservative radio today so I could hear out the other side, and I want all conservatives to do the same. Listen to the other side. Once you get both sides in front of you and you got all information, then start to slowly come to your conclusion as they leak out information to us one day at a time, because you know they will, to keep us watching. But just don't make up your mind yet, because we don't have nowhere near enough information.
Well, I haven't made up my mind yet, but I got to admit, now that more and more information is coming out that contradicted these initial statements, and I'm talking about autopsy reports, and retracted statements by the guy's accomplice and other evidence, I'm beginning to say more and more, and I haven't made up my mind yet, but I'm beginning to say more and more, looks like this cop's got a good shooting. And I got news for you. I myself have had people try to take away my gun. I have had, quote, unarmed, unquote, people bum rush me and try to take my gun. And by the way, I never killed anybody as a police officer. I did
what I had to do to control the situation.
I'm telling you, when you make the argument that you don't understand how, let me tell you that, sir, I can tell you how, because I've been there and I've done that.
Right, but the
they
people
do.
You're talking about who rushed you, were they 18-year-old college students going, or, well, future college students going to school the next day?
I tell you, they were three-time losers who are going
to
go back to Detroit for 30 years.
Bigger than
yeah.
Michael Brown. If
I don't
you looked
see
at today now, if you
wait
look
a
at
minute,
today,
wait a minute, y'all. Let Michael speak for me. Go ahead, Michael.
10 minutes from Ferguson. 10 minutes. There's another guy that just got killed. 10 minutes from Ferguson. He was wielding a knife. 6 cops just killed him today. Last night. Well, we're already past 12
today,
o'clock.
Yeah,
earlier
Ron
today.
Had told us 4 blocks away from Ferguson.
Yep. Another guy got killed because he was wielding a knife. 6 cops killed his ass. Then, later on that day, there was a guy on video that's holding a sign up and said that ISIS is in Ferguson. Arabian dude.
ISIS?
Holding a sign up. I ain't on my computer right now, but I'll pull it up. I'll show you what it says.
I mean, but Hood, don't fall for every sign. ISIS doesn't
okay,
have
Iggy's mom said that she saw that on CNN.
Yeah.
So, you know,
more fear mongering from that mainstream.
Fear mongering, but at the same time, you still go ahead and you be aware of it. Don't just sit there
okay.
just because they said it is fear mongering that it's not true.
Well, ISIS doesn't have that kind of money. That's what I'm saying.
Now they do.
Okay, excuse me, y'all. Iggy's mom said there is video.
Yeah. There is.
Okay.
Well, he could just
and
be
if,
an
and
ISIS.
If I wrote that on a sign and went to
one
minute,
one at a time,
y'all
can't hear everybody at one time.
No, I was just saying, Internet,
thank
all
you.
I was saying that ISIS was already here back in the 70s. They already wrote a book about it. They already had them coming across the border before the border ever collapsed. Now the border's so collapsed.
Oh, I can believe
they come
that.
Over free will now.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
look,
I
could go to Ferguson tonight with a sign that said ISIS on it, and then if it got picked up by cameras, then that would be legit too.
Yeah, they'll
you
run.
You see what
it.
I mean?
Well,
yeah, I mean,
it could even be an ISIS war. It doesn't mean that they're ISIS from Iraq or Syria coming in.
Well, they're already here. This is what the government wants you to think. The government wants you to have a race war, whites versus black. Why is whites versus black? That means they bring in the real true enemy into America while we fighting against each other. So the real enemy comes sleeping in like a little snake, slither in, go ahead and start some shit, then people are like, oh, shit, and go ahead and just start off. But we'll still be whites versus black. We'll still be fighting. While the true jihadists will be going ahead and terrorizing Walmarts and malls and taking over shit. But we'll still be worrying about white and black.
White and black is a real tangible thing. It's not like this thing to where black people are paranoid. No, it's actually reality.
It's the reality of what we actually face.
So when you say
ISIS don't give a fuck if you white or black.
No. We're not talking about ISIS. We're talking about black and white in America.
You worry about white and black. You fight against white and black while ISIS come to infiltrate your country.
Mike, you're white. Of course you can say that. I have to actually deal with it. I have to deal with it. I have to deal with
black folks.
I got straight hood black folks
that will fucking shoot you in your face. I got black folks right now
that's
that tell
nice.
You the same damn thing I'm
Mike,
saying.
Mike, that's nice. But like I said, it's disrespectful.
That's not nice. That's the truth.
It's disrespectful for you to tell me that the white-black issue in America is
wait
a figment of my imagination.
Wait a minute, statement, Michael. I'm sorry, not.
Yeah, I mean, it's just disrespectful for you to tell me this is a figment of my imagination. No, this is what we face every day. It's an issue that we never. It's an issue that we never cleared up.
Wait a minute, Michael. Let him finish, please.
It's an issue that we never cleared up. That is still going on. That China doesn't have to worry about. So when you look at it in totality, you're saying we have something that we need to fix. And saying that it doesn't exist is not going to fix it. And the other world power, China, doesn't have that problem, and it's probably going to help them surpass us soon if we don't figure it out. But just saying it doesn't exist and it's a government conspiracy to create tension between the races is nonsense because black people have different issues than white people do in America.
I never said it didn't exist. Now, see, you're quoting me wrong now.
Okay, well, fix it. Go ahead, fix it.
What I'm saying is, I said it earlier when I was driving the car. I just said it been going on ever damn since. That's why I say these guys in the hood know about this shit. Every hood is the same. Every hood is not different than every hood in America. Every American hood is the same damn hood and the same damn principles.
Okay, so do you think that's an accident? Because you're telling me everything is the same. If you can recycle a city, you're talking about systemic problems. You're talking about something that could easily be done. You're talking about systemic things, not an accident.
Mm-hmm. It's not an accident. It's by design.
And also, Michael, let me ask you a question. Michael, let me ask you a question. If everyone in the hood, if everybody knows what's really going on, then why is there so much black-on-black crime?
Well, technically, most people in the hood doesn't know what's going on because I've talked to a lot of people in the hood.
Well, you just said that everybody
hood,
in the hood knows
no,
what's
no,
going on.
No, what I'm saying by being hood, everybody's playing the hood by hustling and slanging, robbing, go ahead and killing, whatever you got to do to make your ends meet. I'm talking about everybody the same that, but when it comes to opening people's minds up and telling people the truth what's going on, a lot of people in the hood don't want to hear that shit unless you're talking about making money. They don't want to hear that shit. I had a lot of guys telling me older folks that in their 50s, man, I ain't want to hear that bullshit, man. Fuck that shit, man. Go ahead with that shit, cornbread. I don't want to hear that shit. A lot of folks in the hood doesn't want to hear that shit. But if you're talking about making
Michael,
money, we can go pick this cat up. That's why I say every hood is the same. Ain't no hood different. You might have a lot of people in the hood more gangster, might go ahead and blast your ass, shoot your ass in the face. But you got other hoods that might be a little softer. But really, every hood is the same in America. And what Nas said, it's all by design. And when they went to Ferguson, the government, the FBI, the CIA, and the NSA has went there and started this shit up because they want martial law in America, and they're going after the hood first. The government is going after the hood first. They want to get rid of all
Michael,
the hood
Michael,
and all the white people in the hood
Michael.
First.
Okay, Michael,
let me
say this to you first, sweetheart. First, let me say this. Michael,
okay.
Notice you are the youngest one on the line. Sweetheart, you're doing too much cussing. Notice you don't hear what you call us older folks? You don't hear us cussing, and even Nodge is a young man. Tune it down some, honey. Now, second, again, you're saying everybody in the hood knows what's going on. So, again, if y'all know what's going on, why are y'all killing each other in the hood?
I did not say that. I said everybody knows how to hustle in the hood. I didn't say everybody know what's going on. I just said, if people listen, I said a lot of people don't want to know what's going on in this country. If you talk about hustling the street, you got a brick for me or something, I can move this, yeah, we can talk. But if you're talking about, what this going on and stuff, they don't want to hear that. Now, I got to get it correct now. I didn't say everybody in the hood know what's going on.
Okay,
you
but you know, so are you telling people where you live? I mean,
yeah,
you know, I mean, if you don't.
Everybody know where I live at. Shit, come to my hood right now. Come and see me. See me.
Okay. And one other point I wanted to hit on was the whole narrative of pushing people to only think national elections matter. And that local elections don't matter. When you convince people of that, that's how you get a city like Ferguson, where most of the officials are white. There was a project called Queensbridge in Queens, New York, where it was something like it's like the world's biggest project. There was something like damn near 150,000 people in that project. And one of the years that they kind of checked into it, 200 people out of that 150,000 voted. So when people don't understand the process of voting locally, they kind of open themselves up to what happened in Ferguson, to where you have this police force who's outside of your area, don't understand you, don't know you, and have different ideas about you, and it becomes oppressive. But if you don't vote locally and allow those officials to have power, then you're going to have problems. The person who's going to have to prosecute this officer, if it happens, has a very shady history down there and not the best relationship with black folks. There was a case in 2009 in Ferguson where the policeman sued a person for bleeding on their uniforms after they beat him up. Why was he arrested? Because he had the same name as some felon who they thought he was. It was the wrong person, wrong identity, but he ended up getting the hell beat out of him and spending a few nights in jail. And they actually tried to charge him for paying for the blood on their uniforms. So this city of Ferguson Police Department is not as good as people are trying to portray it, and it doesn't have the support of the city. That is the biggest issue going.
Well,
no.
Again, do you want
okay,
to like
I have
a city
question.
Of black officials who turned Ferguson into kind of wasteland Detroit is? Because black officials
no,
have been
no,
in Detroit
no. Ferguson
since
is
1972.
Ferguson
okay,
is not a wasteland.
Okay, but Sarge, stop making that. Why do you have to make it that us black people are the ones that are tearing
well,
up
that's
everything?
That's not what I said. That's not
you
what
said
yeah,
you
Ferguson
wanted to be
a,
like
oh,
Detroit.
I said I just don't want to see black faces or white faces. I want to see good
you didn't say that.
Government.
You said black faces.
I don't care if it's black or white. The people in Detroit, the people in Detroit elected bad government black officials. They could have elected good ones, but they didn't want to elect good ones. They wanted to elect officials that would give them goodies.
No, it didn't matter who they elected.
Once a cop, always a cop. Remember that.
Yeah,
now.
But
there you go again. Don't
right
answer.
Now,
don't
but,
respond
hold on, hold
to what I say.
Wait
just
a minute.
Go
sorry,
to me.
Sorry.
No
I
yelling.
Say again,
yelling.
They elected
head,
bad black officials.
Okay.
Lower
your money
voice,
in the water.
Sarge.
Your money
okay.
in the waters right now, Sarge, because you just compared Ferguson to Detroit. Ferguson is a suburb of mostly working class
people. 20,000
people. No, Ferguson is
no,
nowhere
I didn't
near
compare
Detroit.
To Detroit. That didn't.
Ferguson didn't have a murder
no,
this
I
year until
that,
Mike
Nosh.
Brown the other day.
Nosh, I
but
you
just
knew
that.
What I said
sentence.
Was
let him
you said they need to elect more black officials. And I said it's not a matter of electing black officials. It's a matter of electing good civic leaders. I don't care
well,
if they're
given.
White or black. You elected a whole city of black officials who ruined Detroit, and most
Sarge,
of them were black
Sarge,
elected officials.
Okay,
Sarge.
See, white, Sarge, we had white cities that went down. I mean, not. Why do you got to keep putting it on black
well,
people?
Antoinette, hold on, though. Hold on.
Because
I
said
this,
they
though.
Need to get more black officials in Detroit.
Yes, they do.
And I
but,
say,
but,
and Ferguson. And I
yes,
said that
do.
Ain't necessarily so.
Well, let me explain my
okay,
reasons,
well, you
Sarge.
Know what I
let
have
me
to
explain
ask
my...
you? I'm excusing Notch. Can I just do this really quick, please?
Yeah,
for you and I think Golf Dog or Gunslinger and Sarge, I know both of y'all were former police officers. So tell me, do you think that it would be more appropriate for in this country if you were in any office except for, you know, of course, the White House, but a police officer or anything like that, that you had to be you had to live and work in the area in which you served. You know, you could not live in the city and live in the suburbs. You had to live in that city. So that way you know the people. Then do you think that we would have less things like what we see that's happening in Ferguson?
Well, I would agree with you that probably it is better for the police officer to live in and around the community so they get to know it better. Because after all, being a cop means you got to know who the players are. And you're right, that is better. I agree with that.
But
right.
why is there provocateurs in Ferguson right now working with the police?
Hood, we don't know on that
well,
one.
I don't
man.
Know that that's true.
Okay,
if you
no,
say it's
I,
true,
well,
give
me
your there. No, he's
excuse
right there.
Excuse
me,
y'all.
There.
I got
excuse
footage
me.
Of it. I can show you.
No, he's
I can
right
prove
there.
To you.
There.
Okay,
yeah,
Michael,
right.
Michael, excuse me, sweetheart. Excuse me, Sarge. Excuse me, Nod. Iggy is on the line. She just came in.
Iggy,
hello, Iggy.
Hello, everybody. There's just one thing hello. I want to say. I want to say a prayer for the people of Ferguson, for the Michael Brown family, for the family of the police officer that did the shooting, and to give them wisdom, to give them patience, to give them comfort, and to try to come to a peaceful end, because what's going on now is just hurting the entire community. I saw a couple in there. I guess the gentleman had to be in his 80s, and his wife had to be in her at least her late 60s, and mm. their entire store was burned down. They had nothing
oh,
left.
No.
That was their entire life savings was in that building. And this is just hurting the people of Ferguson. It's not good, and I just pray for peace for them.
Yes.
Okay. Can I get back
and
to what Sarge was saying?
Well, that's
yes,
another thing, too, is we're not going to solve it by arguing with each other on the phone about it either.
Well, BTR is not really a place to solve big problems like that. This is just conversation.
Wait a minute. Somebody's echoing.
Yeah, Iggy Mom, what you said, the video about ISIS that's in Ferguson?
Yes.
You saw the video, right?
Yes.
Okay, I rest my case.
Did you want that put up? Because I can go grab it real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, please.
That was really kind of frightening.
Yeah, that's what it's supposed to do.
Especially after today where they said they beheaded that American journalist that they've had since 2012. I didn't realize they had any journalists over there.
That's correct.
Yeah, the second one, I pray for him too, him and his family on our show tonight.
Yeah.
I said a prayer for both of them and their families.
Well, thanks a lot for calling in, Iggy. Good to hear from you and all. But I'd just like to tell Nas that, hey, I wouldn't care if the entire government and police force of Ferguson was black if they were good and competent and there was no discrimination involved in the selection. I could care less of the racial composition of government. Or the police force.
Let me speak to that, Sarge. I think anytime we're talking about public officials or anyone elected or anything like that, of course we're saying we want good people. Nobody's saying, okay, bring anybody in, long as they black. Nobody's saying that. Of course you're talking about good people. That should be a given. I wonder why I have to explain that part.
Well look at who Detroit elected, John Conyers and Monica Conyers, please.
Come on, man.
That was bad people, and they were black. They were more concerned about black than they were concerned about good.
Just hold on. John Conyers has been putting H.R. 40 on the list since 1989. I respect that, brother. You don't. That's fine. But Detroit is a totally different situation from Ferguson. And once again, I'm not saying that black people elected means everything is good. No, it means the people should be representative of their population. That's all that means. You're not going to go to Chinatown.
That's not a good thing to say about them,
is it? Sarge, hold on. You're not going to go to Chinatown and find 90% white people policing them. You're not going to go to a white area and find 90% black people policing them. These are all simple requests. These are not ridiculous requests. These are things other people have as a given that we want. There's nothing wrong with asking for that and demanding that like the protesters are doing.
We did that in my city, and we've got an awful lot of minority police officers that are on the force now because they did a very huge in all the schools in the city and all the city, all the schools in the suburbs, they had a great big huge call. They have people come in and take the police test.
Is it 90%, Iggy?
It's not.
Okay, so do you see what I mean? Like saying that there's a few here or there's some here is a totally different story from saying 90%. That is a huge number.
We don't have a 90% population. I mean,
No. I'm talking about the police force being 90% some other group. That's not something that's tolerated anywhere.
Yeah, Golf Dog said force busing changed that years ago. Because the people were identified from a big housing project, that was what dismantled that is happening all over the country, and crimes is off the charts.
That's a lie. Crime is lower than it's been since that early 80s. Crime is down everywhere. The problem is the police force got so used to hammering down crime that we saw ratchet up so high in the 90s and early 2000s that they have no other way to go. If you go to New York, when they started that broken windows theory where they were stopping people, like somebody jumps a turnstile and they stop them, and then they find out, wait a minute, this guy's got some felonies on him. So at the time, it worked. But then as less people started to be on the street who had criminal records, it became harassment, and now it's turning into a thing to where you got the population doesn't like the police. The police force has not turned down their activity since the early 90s, and the crime is down because so many people who are criminals are locked up. But
didn't they end in New York City? Didn't they end the stop and search?
No. They were supposed to, but it hasn't ended yet.
Oh, okay, Nas, finally I've heard somebody make an argument Stop and Frisk that was honest. I might not agree with it completely, but I think you are the first person to honestly, possibly identify the problem with Stop and Frisk. You admitted, number one, it was effective for its purpose, that the New York City Police Department literally saved thousands of black and Hispanic lives because that's what they did. Now, all they ever do when they want to criticize New York, talk about Sean Bell, Amadou Diallo, and Abner Louima. That's all they want to talk about. They will almost never talk about the thousands of black and Hispanic lives that were saved by the action of New York Police Department. They only want to talk about that harassment. And you just admitted it was effective, but they should have toned it down. Now, you just may be right about that.
Yes.
Well,
thank
it's not
you,
about
Sarge.
Me admitting things. It's about me taking
okay.
the information that I know and trying to give it. But Sean Bell, Louima, and those cases are very important. You had a police officer pull someone in a private bathroom
ever?
And sodomize them with a plunger.
But thousands
that
of lives
in America.
Saved
Wait
is
a minute,
never
Sarge.
Important
Wait
to mention.
Wait a minute, Sarge. Wait a second, Sarge. Sister Goni said what she's talking about is on the ground now, not government statistics, and that it's not a lie.
Well, I would just tell her to check out this. Private prisons in America and how much money they're making off of prisoners. So if you think there's any way that they're not scraping the bowl and trying to find every felon that they can to fill those beds, I think you're sadly mistaken.
Well,
so if you don't trust government stats,
wait a minute,
I understand
she's
that
speaking
too.
To you, honey. She's speaking to you, okay. Not. Okay, sister, so, go on.
I'll tell you right now
that if you have a crime committed that's not like a major, somebody busting down your door, and all that. If somebody breaks into your car, they don't make a crime report. If somebody steals $100 out of your car, say they bust your window and steal a stereo, they don't make a crime report.
And who do you need to talk to about that?
The
Obama and the Republican government who wanted to get austerity. What does that mean? Cutting public funding, police force, fire force, all that. All that money that they lost, they have less manpower, and sometimes they have to treat cases as not as important. Of course, that's a terrible thing in any free society, so I agree with you there. They should treat every case as important as it should be. But with them cutting money and cutting man hours, that's going to be the result of it. They're only going to go for
the
big fish.
I say cut the House and Senate as a budget and start hiring more police officers.
Well, I think we need more jobs so you can get less criminals, but, I mean, it is what it is. We all have our different ways of looking at it.
Well,
but
again, Democrats drive businesses out of states. I mean, ask the governor of Indiana, Mitch Daniels. He's getting all kind of businesses from Illinois because Illinois taxes them out of the state.
Man, look, if you've been in...
another 150 jobs from Remington Rand. They moved to Illinois.
See,
Remington Rand moved to Illinois?
There you go,
because you got
deals
all
over the table.
I don't think it's Illinois with the gun control laws they got in Illinois. I think they probably went to Indiana.
I bet you they got a sweetheart deal and decided to go to Illinois. So if you're willing to give a company tax breaks and, breaks on land and things like that, they're going
to
come. But at what point do we become the America of bidding against each other? You know what I mean?
When
so
it brings jobs,
we're
going to
move with the work
money
like this
to the
grapes
states,
of wrath?
That's when we do. When it brings jobs, tax money, and businesses to the states, that's when we do it. And the states that are smart are doing it, and they're getting the business, and they're putting their citizens to work. The ones that tax them to death, lose them. Hey, this ain't Berlin. This ain't East Germany. People are free to move and vote with their moving vans, and that's what they're doing. They're getting out of these high-tax states.
This is grapes of wrath, so no matter what, you're talking about big corporations having the strength at the negotiating table and saying, look, if you don't give me X, we'll move to Georgia. If you don't give me X, we'll move to Alabama. And once you have that, all you have is a population who has to constantly move to be able to follow the wages. This is like grapes of wrath. We went through this during the Dust Bowl and Great Depression eras.
No,
we're supposed to be a little better.
When was the last time you saw an auto manufacturer that moved to Tennessee pack up and move? They're staying there because they're getting the breaks, and the people are coming there getting the jobs. They're earning a good wage, and they're paying more income taxes back to the state, more sales tax back to the state. The state's getting more revenue. The citizens are getting more money. Nobody loses except progressives who don't get more control over it.
You mean the other states? That's who loses. No matter what, we're bidding against ourselves.
Well, they
that's
deserve
the point
to lose.
To
they
make,
run
Sarge.
The businesses out. They deserve what they're getting.
Sarge, I'm saying we're bidding against ourselves. Like, do you think
let's
that's
do
a
that
good...
and let's get the best policies in place so maybe these other dummies in the other states will realize they need to stop cutting their own people's throats.
I would compare it to voting for the lesser of two evils. If you constantly vote for the lesser of two evils, you end up with evil. If you constantly underbid yourselves to the job that's going to pay the lowest, we're going to end up
You see, here's what it sounds to me like you're objecting to.
Go ahead.
Fact that these companies have a choice. See, right now, because we have a federalist system, which all progressives constantly rail against, they want centralized, uniform, totalitarian control. Because we have a federalist system with differing tax rates, differing economic structures, different governmental setups, you have a choice of where you want to go. People who want statist government can go to New York, then go to California, then go to New Jersey. People who want more freedom, more economic liberty, will go to places like Indiana, Wyoming, North Dakota, and Texas. And you know what? We're seeing the results of that. And this is why totalitarians and statists hate federalism, which is one of the key constituents are one of the key principles of the United States Constitution.
Yeah, but this is where this falls apart, though, because when you look at the medium income of Georgia, Alabama, and most of these states who are lowering tax rates to entice companies to come, they're not actually making better money. They're just actually employed. There you go. So it's not that they're doing better. It's just that they're employed but at low wages that aren't helping anybody. So once again, I bring up the thing of are we going to become an America of bidding against each other?
Who's the low wage you're talking about?
Well, I'm saying, is this a race to the bottom on wages?
No. So please, we be specific. Let's not. You just said low wages.
Okay, I'll give it to you.
Who's paying these slave labor sweatshop?
I didn't say slave labor. I didn't say slave labor or sweatshops. I'm just talking about people being able to make a living. So the Kia plant that moved down to Georgia pays much less than it used to in the Midwest because we gave them a deal to entice them to come down here. So it gave some jobs to
Georgia. It costs less to live
in
Georgia, too. I live in Georgia. I look at my utility bill down here compared to what I paid when I was living in Chicago, and I don't have to make as much money.
Okay, now let me get back to the topic at hand, y'all. Thank you, Iggy's mom. She put in a link for the live stream for Ferguson.
Cool.
And thank you because I wanted to get back to that because
thank you.
We're running out of time. We have like 15 minutes left. Now, Eric Holder is supposed to come tomorrow. Sarge, hold it because I know you're ready. Eric Holder is due to be there, today. So what do y'all think is that going to do any good? I personally do not think it's going to do any good. I think that it will probably make the problem worse. But
he's going to put the local police force and local administrators on their toes. So they're going to figure out what's going on with the investigation and what's going on with leaks. Because for a police force in 2014 to leak that video that second day, that was deplorable, especially since they didn't leak the part to where Mike Brown paid for everything. There's video of that online now. And he's going to come down and kind of settle some of that. But the case will lose legitimacy because a lot of people don't believe in Eric Holder. So once his name is attached to it, you're going to see a huge uproar from the right because they think he's compromised as being an objective person. So it's going to be a lot of things going on once he gets down there. But I don't think we'll see much as far as process in the next couple of days. I think we got a long time before we get to, like, some legit process and legit idea of what's going on. We're
like
no man's land.
I know the difference between a federal autopsy and a regular everyday autopsy.
Go ahead.
Eric Holder wants to take the body and do a federal autopsy on it. What's the difference between a federal autopsy and a regular autopsy?
Well, it's not based on talent. It's based on objectivity. if they don't think the locals are qualified to handle this or handling this in a fair way, then they will step in like that. So I know your side is going to say that, you know, that should be respected.
My side, I don't have a
side. They do their job.
I don't like either side.
Yeah. Sister Gonya said a federal cover-up. And they weren't laughing at what I said.
Look, it's kind of like Gore, Bush. Just keep recounting until you get the results you want. Well, you just keep autopsying until you get the results I want. That's what I suspect is at work here.
I can't prove it.
So maybe it's a bit unfair to say I'm not like a liberal. I don't like to say those kind of things. But I know Eric Holder. What did the man say he was? Now, he said this publicly. It's not like I got to make it up. He said, I'm an activist attorney general, and not only am I an activist attorney general, I'm proud to be an activist attorney general. Let us not forget, it was Eric Holder's Department of Justice, Civil Rights Division, that was sending federal tax money to the protesters in Sanford, Florida, against George Zimmerman, was helping them to organize activities demonstrating against George Zimmerman, and didn't send one thin dime to any defense effort of George Zimmerman. Imagine that. The federal government,
now,
in a case that has nothing to do with the federal government whatsoever, sending our tax money to organize and agitate against a United States citizen. No, I don't trust this guy. I just don't trust him.
Ziggy was trying to say something, and then you can go, honey.
There's an awful lot of people in this government I don't trust, and that's on both sides.
Yes, me too.
Yeah, but
he
don't have jurisdiction. Ferguson does.
Wait a minute. Let Nodge go.
To respond to Genosis. She said he must be from another planet. Eric Holder is a crook. Yes, they're all crooks. This is not a thing of one side is legit and one side is not. But the idea that Eric Holder is going to come down and take over this thing and completely just ignore what the local people have found, that won't happen either, because then the local people have reason to go to the press, have reason to bring up lawsuits and things like that. The federal people always cross their T's and dot their I's, man. So they're going to do whatever they can.
Hold on, Sarge.
I'm not talking about as far as justice. I'm talking about legal ramifications. They're not going to do anything to leave themselves open to a lawsuit. That's what I'm trying to say.
Oh, yes, they will.
Okay.
They want to get this unscrupulous bunch of Marxists in the White House right now with that covering up clown Eric Holder, Eric the Red. Are you kidding? Oh, no, they won't. I don't believe a doggone thing they're going to do. I think their sole object is the cover-up of this criminal in the White House, and he said so. Look at Fast and Furious. Heck no. But at least one thing about the crooks in Ferguson and the crooks in Missouri, at least we'll uphold the federalist principle of federalism. They got the jurisdiction there to investigate. It's a homicide in their state. It ain't the federal government's bidding unless they got a civil rights violation, which they ain't proved yet.
Sarge, I think you said the correct word
when you said the crooks in Ferguson and the crooks in Missouri. So thank you very much.
Yeah, well, at least let the crooks do their job within the constitutional limitations of the crooks.
But if they're crooks, we don't need to add federal crooks to the crooks in Missouri.
Yeah,
Sarge, if they're crooks, they're not worried about the Constitution.
Right, but the point to the whole thing was that people aren't really understanding is the local population local administration proved themselves not capable of handling this. That's why these other people are here.
How did they do that, sir?
I'll tell you. From day one, when they started investigating Michael Brown instead of trying to figure out what happened into the case, they were looking for that. They were looking for that robbery. They were looking for that so-called robbery video more than they were investigating the officer.
Because the press put it front and center. They weren't doing anything else.
Sarge, just hold on. This is a small town police force. They're not used to things like this. That's why the dash cams are still in the box. That's why the governor called for, called for martial law damn near after 4 days because they're not capable of handling this. These people
no,
are
once it blew up, you don't know, 27 people on the police department.
To.
No, they weren't capable of handling.
I'll give you the biggest reason why. Not only did they step aside and let a damn mere highway patrolman take center stage for a couple of days because they didn't want to be in front of that mic and that spotlight, but they bungled the case and all they could do was use force to a police, to a citizenry that doesn't believe in them. That's
they didn't
why
have enough people to use force. They had 20-something, all that right. Are you kidding? They didn't have enough people. How are they going to use all this force? They had to ask the St. Louis County Sheriff to come in and send his resources in there to back them up because they didn't have adequate resources to employ all this oppression of
which
you speak,
Nas.
They didn't have the capability of being oppressive.
Which they did from night one. They were more concerned with setting up a perimeter to keep the people in Ferguson night of the murder than they were figuring out what happened. That's who these people are.
Well, you know, you got
to.
We only got so many resources. You have
I'm
to
sorry,
allocate them away. You know,
man.
The police's primary
duty
is to maintain public order.
Sarge,
okay, well,
Sarge, what local
Sarge,
police force do you know can handle a world news story?
When they go and cap people, put
yeah,
a cap
but,
people,
but,
put
I
a
mean,
cap in people. Isn't that what they say? But excuse me, y'all. Listen, we have 15 minutes left.
Suspect.
We have 15 minutes left. And I would like to give everyone the opportunity. I can only give you a minute to make a brief closing statement. And, Sarge, I don't see anything wrong with being an activist.
If you're Attorney General, I do. They should have impeached him.
Wait a minute,
exactly.
Sarge. I'm going to give you your minute. I'm just going to go down the line. So first is Sister Argonia, if you want to make a closing statement. And I hope that you will. Sister Argonia.
I'm here. I'm sorry. I had myself on mute.
Oh,
I was just
okay.
Right in the chat room. Well, I just want to thank you for having me this evening, and I just want to say I hope we can work for a peaceful world. That's all I got to say.
Amen.
Well, thank you, and thank you for coming.
All right.
And, sir, I'm sorry. Sister Gonya, did you have anything else you wanted to say? I'm sorry.
No, that's all.
Okay, well, thank you, and we're glad that you were here.
All right. Good night.
Okay, Sarge. Good night. Okay, Sarge, you have your 1 minute. 1 minute, Sarge.
Oh, okay, well, look, I'd like to echo the sentiments of the sister. I'd like a peaceful world, too, but sometimes in order to gain a peaceful world, you have to have some conflict and some strife. You got to put down the tyrants. You got to put down the criminals. You got to put down the thugs. Otherwise, you won't have no peace. You might have enslavement. Sometimes you just got to fight in order to keep them being tyrannized and or enslaved. And if that is necessary, that's what must be. Hopefully, we can keep it to a minimum. But in the meantime, we're going to have Eric Holder and the Department of Justice come down there. I see no good to come of it. I don't trust this man. His track record is no good. It's extensive, and all of it is no good. This guy is rotten to the core. He's rotten to the core. And we've got enough demagogues down there right now stirring things up unnecessarily.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Sarge. And, of course, you know, we're glad to have you here with us also. Okay,
yeah,
Michael Hood. Michael? Okay,
Internet?
Going once. Yes.
Still driving.
Internet?
Oh, you're still driving. Just a moment, Mike. Mike, I'm sorry. When I was calling Mike, I was calling the other Mike Hood
right.
Because he's next down the list. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Mike Hood, you still driving? Is that what you said, dear? Okay. Nod.
Yeah, I would just say
minute,
that.
Dear.
Yeah, when I was saying that those people are unqualified, you could put any small town police station in this situation and you'd have the same thing. This is world news, and small town police stations are not qualified to handle that. And you would see the same type of handing off and kind of going up the chain of command to get people who are more qualified to try and figure it out. So as of right now, I just hope we get the dash cams and cams on vests of police that they wear 24/7, and we get a more respectable police force in Ferguson. And I pray for all of those people down there, man.
Thank you, Nod. Mike.
You know, guys, I was working. I was cleaning out an ice machine, listening to the whole show. And so from literally working for hours, descaling the machine, thanks for the entertainment. I agree with the bulk of what was said. with both sides, with everybody. I mean, Naj, Sarge, everybody brought up great points, and I was agreeing with a lot of it. The only thing is that I wish, I feel sad for the youth of today, and I'm disconnecting myself. Never mind that I'm white. I'm stepping aside from it, looking at it, and I feel bad. If I was part of the black community, I'd be looking, what can I do to change the youth and the attitudes in the street with the kids and get them into schools and get them where they're working to something where there's pride back in their hearts, and never mind this aggressive attitude, it's not helping the situation. And I'd stop skirting it and dancing around the main subject, because that's what's pulling it down. That street attitude, it's got to end. And I think that's costing us. That's costing us big time. Because, you know, the old thing, like last night, we were agreeing with Cuz, your cousin, and Sarge. I think basically I was on the same page as all of them, that there's got to be something that we have to do to this to stop that attitude. And as a store owner, dealing with it face-to-face, and, I mean, at times more than half of my crew was black. And we talk about it, and we were blunt with each other in the back. And the kids would analyze. I said, people judge you by the way you speak, by the way you handle yourself. And that yo man crap is not going to get you anywhere. And that shows an overall attitude, a broader spectrum. But anyways, I went over my minute, and that's what I feel bad about. I think a lot of this comes down to the aggression. And I wish that anger could be done away with somehow. Anyways, thanks to everybody.
Well,
great show.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you. Golf dogs. Golf dog. Gone once. Gone twice.
Sold.
Okay, sorry, golf dog. Are you there?
No, when you said going twice, I said sold. I was going to put in a bid.
Okay. Okay. Iggy.
I agree with Mike for everything except the black community. There are an awful lot of aggressive white and Mexican youth that it's the youth in general. They
yep.
are bored. They're raised on video games. They're raised on television, videos. They're not allowed to play in school anymore. You sit at a desk for 8 hours to 10 hours a day. They have no recess. These children have no outlet for anything.
Yeah.
I mean, happy,
yeah, I agree,
bad, good or bad. It's the entire, we have to let children be children. They're not many adults.
Yeah, I agree.
And I pray for the entire generation. I pray for everyone in Ferguson, especially the Brown family right now. I know from personal experience what they're going through. My son wasn't shot, but he was taken away violently in a violent death in a drunk driving accident. My heart breaks for them. Absolutely breaks for them. Mm-hmm. And I just never want to see it happen again. We have to pull together. We have to teach the children that this is not the way. Violence is not the way for anything. And we have to, unfortunately, start reteaching the parents that that's not the way, too. But my prayers are with everyone in Ferguson and with the entire population of people under 25.
Yes, I agree. Under 30.
Lord. Under 30, yeah.
Yes.
Mm.
Okay, Ron Rick.
What'd I do?
Okay, you have to give a closing remark. You know, you've been quiet for an hour, so.
I know. Okay, I've been good.
Break time is over. Break time is over.
And relaxing. Okay, anyway, here's what I had to say about all this bullshit. It is bullshit, and that's what it is. We are bullshitted all the time, and it's getting pathetic. I think that the American people are getting tired of this, and I think they're starting to wake up finally from this deep slumber they've been in. It's time to get uncomfortably numb and wake up, folks. I mean, really, our youth needs our protection. They need it bad. The education system is failing because the government runs it. They don't know how to raise children. They just don't know how to do it, and that's where our problem is going to start. It's already started. It's continuing to consistently keep running. Yes, my heart's out to the Brown family. The cop, I have nothing for him. That was just, you know, it doesn't jive up. I know there's speculation on how this went down, but I looked at all the evidence. I listened to the witnesses and everything. I just can't see where this cop had to justify a right to shoot the kid. It just wasn't there. Anyway, that's my opinion. Everybody has that option. But anyway, that's mine. But also, I want to thank everybody. And I'm trying to get well, get back to my studio and do my thing still. But I am getting better. I just got to take it easy for a while. But we'll just keep the show on truck as long as Antoinette can hold out for me. And we'll keep on doing it. So anyway, thank you, folks. And I'll see you tomorrow night.
Get well soon, Ron.
Thank you all for coming. And everyone is sending you their get well wishes in the chat room, Ron. You know, of course,
thank
my
you
heart
all.
Goes
appreciate
out
you.
To my heart goes out to Michael Brown's family and his family and friends, and you know, and then for all the hell that is going on in Ferguson right now. And I truly hope that this does not lead to martial law, which we'll have to get into tomorrow. You know, what are the steps that actually lead into a martial law? Sarge, hold it. We'll discuss it tomorrow because I know you're ready to tell me. And, you know, how long, you know, hopefully that this will end soon, that there will be no more loss of lives, you know, such as there was last night and today, that the violence and the, you know, the everything that we can just have peace. You know, we pray for peace, and for people that don't pray, if you can just send your well wishes that, you know, it would be peaceful in Ferguson again. So other than that, I'd like to thank everyone for coming, and everyone have a good night.
Good show, Antoinette. We'll be seeing you again soon.
Good show.
Okay,
see you all later.
Thank you.
Get
bye.
Well, Ron.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
Not true.
Blame it on the news, never tell the truth. Blame it on the Fed, reason for the dead. Blame it on the good for me. Blame it on the good. Hey, they always say that they won't. But I know that they front. Cause they plan what they want, but they don't wanna make it seem easy. We keep on saying what we won't do. But you know they probably gon' do what you've been fearing deep inside. Now it's what you drinking, don't let it sink in. Shit that you eatin', thinking we can't see what we could be if they press fast forward. Just one step to the new world order. Economy is fucked up, this is what they want. What they don't even care now, they were well aware how stupid we were when they busted in. Blame it on the news, never tell the truth. Blame it on the Fed, reason for the debt. Blame it on the government. Blame it on the government. Blame it on Barack.
Hey.
Blame it on Cheney.
Hey.
Blame it on the people.
Hey.
Who blew up the levee.
Hey.
Blame it on the government. Blame it on the government. Ooh, see, they control the TV. And now I know that they tricked me. They just lying to me, and they keep staring me right in my eyes. No telling what I'm gon' do. World, I would rather show you what you've been missing. Cause the lies on 11 was an inside job. It's what you drinking, don't let it sink in. Shit that you eating, thinking we can't see what we could be if they press fast forward. Just one step to the new world order. Economy is fucked up, this is what they want. What they don't even care now, they were well aware how stupid we were when they busted in. Busted in. Blame it on the news, never tell the truth. Blame it on the Fed, reason for the dead. Blame it on the government. Blame it on the government. Blame it on Barack.
Hey.
Blame it on Cheney.
Hey.
Blame it on the people.
Hey.
Who blew up the levees.
Hey.
Blame it on the government. Blame it on the government. Who's saying? Just by a look. Keep on taking shots and never read a book. Just listen. Just watch and listen.
You
believer. I work for the NWO. People didn't you know it's going down. We gon' beat the world like judo. You know what I mean. So you get drunk and pretend it's a dream. So I made up a lie. Now I start World War.